fans. I'm Adam Kapkowski, and next to me, as always, Derek Lane. It's a wet one here in Sheridan as the 10th-ranked Chargers host the Mount Pleasant Panthers. The Chargers haven't lost, and the Panthers haven't won, but things could change tonight. The players will be slipping and sliding, but that won't stop us from playing football. Derek, what are some keys to the game?
Adam, pleasure to be here tonight with you. Don't let Mount Pleasant's record deceive you tonight. They return their QB and leader, Joe Hess. He may give the Charger defense a lot of trouble tonight. Containing him will be a huge key. Also in tonight's game, T.J. Hockenson comes in the season on pace to break records on records, and Sharon's offense is rolling. They already have over 550 yards rushing to add to their 579 yards of receiving. A key for Mount Pleasant is controlling the line of scrimmage and not letting Sanders get into open fields. As Adam said, this game is going to be wet, so both teams will have to run the ball much more than they usually do. The team that can adapt to the rain will win this game tonight. Adam.
Yeah, the stands are kind of emptier than usual here, Derek. It's raining. Probably a lot more people listening to us tonight.
Yep, that's what I think, too. Tons of umbrellas out here tonight for the people that are here. It's crazy. It's kind of crazy how they're going to play tonight when it's hard to even be in the stands tonight to watch this.
Yeah, the memorial game for the Chargers. They're honoring the veterans before the game. They had a ceremony. The Chargers have a American flag C on their helmets in honor of the veterans, and it was just really nice to show the veterans that we support them and that we thank them.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's cool to see all the veterans around take pride in their work and protecting our country, and also. Shout out to Tyler Urich, our chorus teacher, who does a great job with our band. Even listening before the game, kind of you got a little goosebumps out there that they do such a good job.
Yeah, the captains are on the field. We're about ready to start this game off. The Chargers enter play with a 3-0 record, and Mount Pleasant is 0-3. But as you said, they had some tough competition before this, and Mount Pleasant's really going to be looking to turn this one around.
Yeah, but Mount Pleasant's games so far have been really tough opponents. I know talking to people, Tomo was tough, Keokuk was tough for them, and Sharon's going to have their hands full tonight with some of the players that Mount Pleasant has tonight. Keep wanting to say Davis County, Mount Pleasant. If I mess up tonight, correct me, I'm okay with it.
All right.
We'll try to fix that.
That's right. And if the history between these two teams, the Chargers are 1-4 against Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant's got 4 wins against the Chargers. The first game was in 2004. Sheraton won that game. And we're back here. Sheraton's going to be trying to get closer to even the series. And the kick teams are out. Mount Pleasant is kicking off. Receiving is the Chargers. And back deep is Dylan Sanders, number 21.
Yep, Sanders.
And the kick is away, and it's Kobe Richmond that's going to return. He's going to take it up the middle, and he's tackled by a host of Mount Pleasant Panthers at about the 27-yard line where Aaron Kane and the offense will come out.
Yep, if that's a key early thing you see here, Sharon's having a tough time getting grip on the field, even on that kickoff return. Tonight will be really interesting to see if guys are able to catch their feet tonight, Adam.
Yep, and... You could definitely be seeing a lot less passing and a lot more running and trying to hold it on to the ball.
Yep, I'm interested to see how both teams adapt to this, like we said earlier.
And Aaron Kane's got it in the shotgun. It's a pistol formation. He's got Nick Ryan in motion. The snap, he's going to hand it off up to Alex Boldrev, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It's going to be 2nd and 10 for the Chargers.
Yep. Sharon tries to run it right up the middle there. There I go. Right in the way there. It can stop.
And as we get on through the game, it's going to be tougher to tell who's tackling who, who's got the ball. So we're going to try our best with the muddy jerseys. But as we go on, jerseys are going to get a little more ready. And it is 2nd and 10 for the Chargers. Kane's got out shotgun in the snap. He's going to roll right to a pass. He's got time in the pocket. And it's going to be batted down. He threw it towards the sideline, but it's batted down by Mount Pleasant. Defender.
Yep, kind of rolling out towards Hockenson's way, and guys, you're going to hear Hockenson's name plenty tonight, but I think Mount Pleasant has his name in their book. 3 guys, one safety over top. It's going to be tough to find Hockenson tonight.
And the Chargers are at their own 28-yard line. In the pistol formation, he's got Aaron Kane's got Kobe to his left at receiver. He's got Nick Ryan in motion. And Sanders is going to receive the handoff. and it's going to be, he's going to be dropped for no gain. It's going to be 4th and 8. Good defensive set for Mount Pleasant to come out in this game.
Yep, interesting decision by Coach Meiser to get the ball first there. Kind of, it's hard to see how the weather is and the field is tonight, but Sharon, they're unable to get yards. I think even getting a punt off here will be tough for them.
And Mount and Chargers are going to punt. It's T.J. Hawkinson. The punt is going to be to Cedric Foster, back deep to return for Mount Pleasant. And there is 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this first quarter of action. And there is flags all over the field right now. We'll see what it is. It looks like false start on the Chargers.
Yeah, but since a false start there on the Chargers, last week Sharon was very sloppy in the play. A couple calls could have gone either way, and maybe shouldn't have been called, but Sharon had over 130 yards of penalty yards.
Yeah, the Chargers had 13 penalties for over 130 yards. And they were able to win, though, Derek, but not going to win very many games with those kind of penalties.
Yep, I know Coach Meiser wasn't happy with that, but happy to get the W and find
so
a win.
So the Chargers will punt again. It's Hawkinson. He's going to punt it deep to Foster. It's going to take a... Looks like a Mount Pleasant Mountain just stops in the tracks right in the mud at about the Mount Pleasant 48. They're going to have great field position for their first drive.
Yep, interesting first drive for sure. And then they're unable to get the passing going, unable to get the rushing going. So this rain may have a major effect on Sheriff, and we'll see how Mount Pleasant reacts to this field. And honestly, I'm still surprised. Just to give you guys kind of a visual, there's not very much green right now. It's mostly mud, brown mud.
So we're going to see Joseph Hess come out onto the field, quarterback for Mount Pleasant. We've heard quite a bit of things about him.
Yep, over 130 yards all three games for them this season. Good big-time quarterback.
He's got it under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle to the running back. He's got good yardage. He's got a first down and more, tackled by a host of Chargers. It looks like Bradley Crutchinger was there first. Good gain for Mount Pleasant running back.
Yep, Sharon unable to get yards on their first possession, but right there, Mount Pleasant gets a big first down run. Move the chains.
It is 1st and 10 for Mount Pleasant in Charger territory at about the 32-yard line.
Yep, I think that was Patrick Canby there on the run.
So it is 1st and 10 for Mount Pleasant. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this one. We're all tied up at 0-0. Joseph Hess is underneath center. He's got 3-2 in the backfield. And he's going to hand it off up the middle again, but there's nothing doing. Good stop for the Sheridan line.
Yep, I think 5 guys tackled the running back, and the other guys tackled Joe Hess there. Sharon had them keyed in on there, and Joe Hess tonight is going to be a huge key to stop for Sharon. As we said earlier, he is a really good pocket passer. I've heard his mobility isn't his strength of his game, but definitely a great pocket passer and very accurate. Let's see how he throws in the rain tonight.
Yeah, talking to some of the Mount Pleasant announcers, he said he's got a lot of guts. He'll throw it into coverage, but he's got no fear.
Yeah, but a couple interceptions early in the season. Got to slow that down.
And Hess is going to hand it off at the middle to the fullback. He's got maybe a yard. That's going to bring it to about 3rd and 10 for Mount Pleasant.
Yep, Sharon's defense doing a good job. I think was that Chase Altenhoffman on the tackle. Chase, senior linebacker for Sheraton. Senior defense end, excuse me, does a great job. Number 10 again on that court. Campy.
And this
Patrick
is, Campy. This is the first third down for Mount Pleasant's offense. It's 3rd and 10 with 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Ball at the Charger 33, and Hess is under center again with 3 men in the backfield. And snap, and he's going to drop back to pass, and his throw is long to the receiver. He tried hitting the receiver in the flat, but was inaccurate on that throw.
Yep, I think that's a play. Mount Pleasant's able to convert a lot. Just the rain effect tonight is already showing up here. Easy little screenplay, unable to convert there from Mount Pleasant. Sharon gets a stop on 3rd down, 4th down here. Let's see Sharon get another stop and string it together like Mount Pleasant was able to.
Yeah, watching Hess in warm-ups. He looks like he's got a nice lefty throwing. He throws the ball left-handed. He's got a nice arm motion, good arm strength even with the weather.
Yep, you can kind of tell in warm-ups how his poise is and stuff, and he definitely looks really good.
And Mount Pleasant was lined up to go for it, but they're going to take a timeout with 8 minutes to go. And that is Mount Pleasant's first, which they got 2 left in the first half.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will deliver and set up medical equipment you need. You have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved one with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hammer Medical. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And as we've been talking about lately, Derek Hawkinson's chasing a few records, isn't he?
Yep, TJ, reception record and, if I believe, touchdown record are the ones that are really chasing in for Hawkinson here.
The yards one, he's got a chance, Derek, but it's going to be tough. He's got over 1,000 yards to get and already almost midway through the season. And coming on our toughest part of the schedule coming up, it'll be tough to get those yards.
Yep, I think TJ's kind of high for the touchdown. I think going to get him to the state record for touchdowns and receptions. But yards one, you never know with TJ. He's kind of one of those guys that you never can expect what he's going to get. He'll probably just get it, though. So.
And Hess has got a shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass, throws it. But it's incomplete. Good coverage by number 9, Aaron Kane.
Yep, Aaron, senior cornerback for Sheraton, as we said. Big-time quarterback for them, and then good play on D-back. Quarterback, D-back, both ways. Lee Kane, his dad, who we've talked about, is defense coordinator for Sheraton.
And the Chargers will take over at their own 33-yard line, turnover on downs. And Aaron Kane's got his offense back on the field with 7 minutes and 57 seconds to go. Tied up at 0-0 right now. I'm guessing we're going to have a low-scoring game tonight, Derek. That's just by first few possessions.
Yep. Small plays. He's sure and get a drive going, though.
And Kane's going to hand it off up the middle to Sanders for about a 2-yard gain.
Yep, Dylan Sanders, Adam, I think the fastest, quickest guy on Sheraton, close to TJ speed-wise, but quickness, I think he's the fastest guy on Sheraton, and really agile, good cuts. Dylan's hard to bring down in open field.
Yeah, Derek, this crowd's a little short as what we're used to here in Sheraton, but the diehard fans came out and supported.
Mm-hmm. Cheering crowd looking good for Sheraton. I guess when you're ranked 10th, people will come up in the rain for you.
Yeah, ranked 10th has a nice ring to it, Derek.
Yep, it does.
Kane's going to throw it right to Hawkinson in the flat, and he's going to catch it one-handed, but he's got no gain on the play. Good coverage by the Mount Pleasant defensive backs.
Yep.
Looked like number one, Corte Maddie, with the coverage.
Yep. Number 10 for Mount Pleasant. Patrick Canby is a big-time player for them. Already made a few plays here early in this. Off for Sheraton and good defensive kid, too.
And it's 3rd and 15 for the Chargers. Kane's got it out of shotgun. He's going to drop back fast, but hands it off for a draw play for Alex Boldrev. And there's nothing doing. Mount Pleasant read that play like a book.
Yep, Alex might have missed a hole to the left there, but good job by the defensive front line getting through Sheraton's pressure. And Sheraton stopped again on 3rd down.
And it is already 4th down for the Chargers, 4th and 15 at their own 30-yard line, and they're going to be punting again.
Yeah, Brady Sitoris, good basketball player with the stop there.
And Hawkinson is in the punt again, and back deep to receive is DeCendrick Foster for Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant bringing in the house blitz for the punt block, but Hawkinson is able to get it away. It's a short one, takes a good Charger bounce. But it is still a short punt. Mount Pleasant's going to have good field position at their own 43-yard line.
Yep, TJ's athleticism apparent there. Kind of bobbled there, low snap. TJ's hands were a little safe shooting there from a block punt or a turnover, an easy touchdown for Mount Pleasant. Good job getting that off by TJ.
Yeah, not just passing the ball. Snapping's going to be quite of a problem tonight as we get on. As it still is, the rain continues to fall here in Sheraton. And the Charger defense is back on the field, as well as the Mount Pleasant offense. Hess is under center. And he's going to hand it off up the middle to the running back. He breaks a couple tackles and has a good gain towards the right side. Gain of about 6 yards.
Yep, good tackle there.
It was Patrick Canby with a run.
Yep.
It's going to be 2nd and 4 for Mount Pleasant.
And Nick Ryan with the tackle for Sheraton. Nick, big-time football player for Sheraton, defensive kid, not the biggest kid on the field, but has a really good form tackling. And talking to Lee Kane, he does a great job on defense for Sheraton. Kind of smart player and good hitter.
Mount Pleasant is going to have it at the 50-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 4. Five minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the first quarter of play. Hess has got it under center. He's got the snap. He's going to hand it off again to the fullback, but he's got no gain, tackled by a host of Chargers. It was number 33, Colton Mertens, with the carry.
Yep, good job by Sheraton Trust 4 there. Timmy Good, I think you'll hear his name a lot tonight, able to get through there and start the rush, gain tackle, but Nick Ryan and Chance Wirtz were all over that. Good job by Sharon D, team tackling. I think that's a big thing tonight for Sheraton. One-on-one, it's going to be tough, but as a team, you'll be able to slow down Hess and Camby.
And it is 3rd and 3, 3rd and short for Mount Pleasant at about the 50-yard line. Hess has got it under the shotgun. 2 men in the backfield. He's going to keep it. He's going to throw it left, and then it's dropped by the Mount Pleasant receiver, and it's going to be 4th and 3. Interesting to see what they'll do here at midfield.
Yeah, that was a pretty big drop, actually. A lot of open field after that. Luckily for the Chargers, they weren't able to convert there.
Yeah, he had a lot of green in front of him. It looked like he was just trying to run before he caught it. And Mount Pleasant has brought the punt team out, and back to receive for Sheraton is Kobe Richmond, junior receiver. And the snap is good, but he drops it, and he's rushed by the Chargers. He's going to keep it towards the right side, and it looks like he's got the first down and out of bounds. Mount Pleasant's going to move the chains on, looks like drop snap, but he's able to get past the Charger defenders for a first down.
Well, yeah, that hurts for Sheraton. A complete blown play, fumbled snap, and then kind of just runs out of last-minute panic and gets the first down. And, oh, no. Injury here. It's like a low shot. Don't want to make an assumption, but.
Looks like there is a person down, but tough to tell who it is.
Yep, we're trying to get the number for you guys. Who's down? Brock Wilson's the player down for Mount Pleasant. Not down for them. They need him a lot this game to punt, especially in this condition. If you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, Hanson's Isle Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Isle Realty. Hanson's Isle Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Isle Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics.
Yeah, Derek, I'm no weatherman, but it looks like this rain is not going to stop.
Yep, I know Sharon fans are kind of huddled over here wishing it'll stop really bad, but up here in the press box, I think we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I mean, but getting into T.J. Hogson tonight is going to be a lot tougher with this rain, and being the big contributor he is, that might hurt for the Chargers.
Yep, exactly. But also same thing for Mount Pleasant tonight, their quarterback Joe Hess. Unable to get the ball in the air early at night. Unable to convert. Had some open guys, but not converting because of this rain. But 13, Brock Wilson, the injured player, is limping off the field with coach's assistant. Hope the kid's all right. We'll try to give you Mount Pleasant fans an update on him. Wish the best for him.
And Mount Pleasant has a 1st and 10 after the drop snap, but he was able to get the first down. Mount Pleasant's got it at the Charger 40-yard line. It is 0-0 in this game, 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hess has got it at under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle to the fullback, and he's got good yardage tackled by Dylan Sanders. Looks like a first down for Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, big hole there. Sharon unable to close the gap there. Linebacker Bradley Crutzinger able to make a pretty late field open tackle, but Sheraton giving up pretty big gaps here early, Adam.
Yeah, that was Patrick Camby with another good rush for Mount Pleasant. He's came to play today.
Yeah, he did. Heard a lot of good things about him. Looks like earlier he just runs really hard and has a good eye for holes.
And Hess has got him under center again, 1st and 10 for Mount Pleasant at the Charger 26-yard line. And he's going to hand it off again, but there's nothing doing. It was Chance Wirtz there at the middle linebacker blitz. Patrick Camby had no room to go with Chance Wirtz in his grill.
Yeah, Patrick Camby unable to big game there, but Sharon gets up early there, but early night, Sheraton gave up a lot of rush yards, so see if they can slow that down tonight.
And it is 2nd and 11 for Mount Pleasant at the Charger 26-yard line again. It is 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Hess has got it under the center. He takes a snap, hands it off up the middle. He's going to cut right, but he is stopped by Dylan Sanders again.
What a tackle by Dylan Sanders, their corner for Sheraton, known more for pass defense and not necessarily tackling, but Dylan came up there, and he's a tough kid. He can make big plays for Sheraton defense as well as offense tonight.
Yeah, another guy playing both ways for the Chargers. They usually do have a lot of guys playing both ways.
Yep, Sheraton has a lot of guys going both ways tonight, and we'll see how later in the season how that works. Second half, kind of have to with the size of the team, but Coach Meiser's done a great job with conditioning so far, getting these guys ready.
And it is 3rd and 7 for the Mount Pleasant offense, and it looks like there is a timeout on the field. Mount Pleasant took their second timeout.
Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website at seefirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And as we go through this game, the field looks to be getting muddier and muddier.
Yep, and guys running on is definitely not helping. Kind of a mud bath here. I know it's kind of fun for players out there, they say, to jump in the mud, but for the fans here, it definitely doesn't look fun to be in this weather. I hope it clears up a little bit for these Warriors out here.
All right, yep. And they did cancel the freshman game before this. It was supposed to start at 5 o'clock, and it was just pouring down rain, and they had to cancel it because they didn't want to do anything to the field or to harm the field or the players.
Mm-hmm. It's a good decision by Tim Millage.
And Joseph Hess has got him under the shotgun. He's going to send a man in motion, and he's got the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. He's going to bounce right, but back up the middle. It is Canby again. He's going to get good yardage. He's almost like getting good yardage at nothing. It looks like the Chargers are going to have him in the backfield, but he makes a couple good cuts and gets positive yardage.
Yep. We've heard his name a lot tonight. Not necessarily the first guy on our radar tonight, but I think as the game goes on, he's getting on there more and more. Sheraton having a tough time stopping him tonight.
It is going to be 4th and short for Mount Pleasant. They are going for it. They're at the Charger 19 in the red zone with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter.
See if they run it right behind Keegan Pulis again. They've been doing that a lot tonight, number 50 for Mount Pleasant.
And the Chargers are stacking the box right now. They're going to send the blitz. He's got it up the middle, Canby again, and it's going to be close to a first down.
Wow, that's very close. Sheraton pointing that way, Mount Pleasant pointing their way. Let's see who's right here.
It is a first down, Mount Pleasant. They're going to move the chains. Ball is at the 15 of Sheraton Chargers, and Mount Pleasant's knocking on the door in this first quarter.
Yep, Mount Pleasant with an impressive drive so far, kind of setting the tone they set the tone the first possession, ended up punting, but here they're knocking on the door, like you said.
And Hessen's got it under center again. Chargers are stacking the box. And he's going to hand it off up the middle again to Canby. He's got a decent gain of about 4 yards.
Kind of the theme for Sheraton this year on defense is stopping the pass and then stopping the run. But early this season, running game's been tough for Sheraton to stop. Let's see if they can figure that out here.
And it is 2nd and 6 for the Mount Pleasant offense. There is 1:10 left to go in the first quarter. First quarter going pretty fast. A lot of running in the first quarter.
Yeah, clock's just kind of going. The run game kind of does that for a game, but kind of cleaned it up here.
And Joe Hess is on their center. He's going to hand it off to Canby. He makes a cut and bounces back up the middle. Another good gain. And he's going to be close to a first down, and, yep, that's going to move the chains for Mount Pleasant again.
Yep, Mount Pleasant knocking right on Sheraton's end zone here. Only a couple, 1 yard to go. Let's see if they punch it in here. I think they're going to run right behind number 50. From Mount Pleasant, Keegan Pulling.
It is
Pulis, excuse me.
It is first down and goal on the 1 yard line. Mount Pleasant under center is Hess. He's got a lot of linemen there, and he's going to hand it off up the middle to Canby again, and it looks like he is in for the touchdown. Mount Pleasant takes the lead in this first quarter, 6-0.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant able to drive 50 yards there, knock it in on Sheraton's territory. Good job by Joe Hess controlling this offense. And also very impressed early here with Patrick Canby tonight, Adam.
Yeah, He's been getting good yards about every play. He's averaging about 6 yards per carry, and if you're able to do that, there's not much you can do.
Yep, especially here on a rainy night. He's going to get plenty of opportunities to run it tonight.
And Mount Pleasant has brought their PAT team out onto the field, trying to tack on the extra point. And the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good. Mount Pleasant is going to go up 7-0 in this one.
Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Yeah, and if any of you guys watched the game last year between these two teams, it was a shootout with Mount Pleasant coming on top, but both teams couldn't even stop the other offense.
Yep, TJ had a huge game last year. I think maybe set a single game set one of his records for Sheraton, single game record last year against them, but Sheraton unable to get the W. See if they can change it this year. Mount Pleasant earlier, Adam, is looking impressive on offense with these wet, to say the least, circumstances.
Yep, and now they're going to be kicking off to the Chargers. It's Dylan Sanders back to receive. The kicker is number one, Corte Matty, who's going to be kicking deep for Mount Pleasant. And he boots it towards the left sideline, and it looks like it stays in bounds. A great kick for number one kicker. And it's going to be Kobe Richmond on the return, but he's going to go nowhere. He's going to have it about the Charger 10-yard line.
While talking to some people before the game, he is one heck of a kicker for Mount Pleasant, and that ball stuck right on the one-yard line there. That was Sharon kind of was letting it go, see if it was touchback or out of bounds, and right in the corner there, stuck on the one-yard line. That was tough here for Sharon in this weather condition to drive about 90 yards here early.
Yeah, that mud might have helped the kicker a little bit, Derek, but it did stick right on the edge of the sideline. It would have went out of bounds. Chargers would have had good field position, but now they're at about their own 10-yard line. First down, Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's going to send Sanders in motion, but hand it off up the middle to Boldrev. He's got a good gain of about 8 yards.
That might be one of Sharon's few positive plays tonight, yard-wise. Sharon able to get a good gain up the middle there. Alex Boldrev, one of those guys for Sheraton, who just runs really hard, good player, tough player, and in this muddy condition, this might be his game. Look for Alex Boldrev a lot tonight, guys.
And it is going to be second and short for the Chargers. There's 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. And it looks like that was the last play of the quarter. That concludes our first quarter. Mount Pleasant Panthers lead the Sheraton Chargers 7-0.
Parties of Sheraton. The all-natural burger from Parties is a grass-fed, free-range, charbroiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. Topped with natural cheddar cheese. Yum. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, Adam. Adam, we have a good one here early. Mount Pleasant able to punch it in, but Sheraton's driving good here early for them.
Yeah, I remember. We both talked about it before the game, and we both agreed that this would be a good game. And we knew it would be low scoring with the conditions, and so far that's what it showed.
Yep, low scoring and fast. One penalty there for Chargers. As we mentioned earlier, Chargers got killed last week with penalty-wise, able to win the game, which I know Kurt Smyder is happy with. But pretty experienced team. Sheraton has a lot of seniors. Got to cut down on penalties for them and turnovers in that same area there.
And the Alvia game right now is in a delay against North Polk, so they're not going to get started with their action until 8:30 p.m.
Yep, Alvia, in case there's any Alvia people listening right now. No, I'm just kidding. Alvia is one of our rivals, but we definitely root for them in every sport. And football, they have a great team this year. Carter Isley at running back, and Blake Bear, Bryce Leshen, great team from Alvia.
And Chargers will take over in the second quarter. Eric Kane's going to hand it off to Boldrev towards the left side, and he's got no gain. It's going to be third and short again for the Chargers.
Yep, not much there. Sheraton kind of, I don't know, they passed it once or twice tonight to Hawkinson, but even if you can't throw it, I think you got to find ways to get TJ some looks here tonight, Adam.
Yeah, I talked to a Sadell fan in the press box last week, and he said you should throw TJ Hawkinson in at running back once in a while, which I didn't disagree with him.
Yeah, sometimes with the athlete he is, it's hard to tackle him. He's 6'6", 2-something and a really strong kid and good feet, so see what they do here with Chargers.
Kane's got it out of shotgun. He's going to send Hawkinson in motion. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got time. He's going to throw it to the flat to Hawkinson. He's got a first down. That's going to move the chains for the Sheraton Chargers.
Yep, just as we were talking there, they found Hawkinson, so unable to get the stop or get another stop for Mount Pleasant there, but Sheraton moves the chains for the first time tonight.
First down for the Chargers. We're going to be looking for a little more here with a little momentum boost. There's 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. The Mount Pleasant Panthers lead the Sheraton Chargers 7-0. It is first and 10 for Sheraton at their own 28-yard line. Kane's got a shotgun. He's got Sanders in motion. He's going to hand it off up the middle of the bull drive. Breaks a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage and powers his way for about a 5-yard gain.
Yep, Sheraton's getting some momentum here. Alex Boldarev for Sheraton is just going right up the middle, putting his head down and getting every yard. Every yard here tonight is important.
And so another score around the state. Oskaloosa leads Saydel 3-0 in the second quarter.
Yep,
and Pella leads Norwalk 7-0 in the first quarter.
Yep, some good action tonight, high school football-wise. We'll keep you guys updated on that. And I think in Albia there's some thunder tonight. In Sheraton, there was thunder earlier, but lately there hasn't been any thunder here.
Yeah, Derek, interesting game tonight would be the Pella and Norwalk game. Those top two teams in our district.
Yep, Pella is scary good. Norwalk's actually scary good, too, this year. So we'll keep you updated on that one.
And it is. There was a flag on the Sheraton Chargers. They had a holding call, and it is first and 18 for the Chargers. Kane's going to throw it to the flat to Hawkinson again, and he's got it for a gain of about 10 yards.
Ooh, I think last second he was dropped there.
Yeah, the referee said he bobbled it. He caught it on the sideline, but he didn't have. And it is second and 18 after the incomplete pass to Hawkinson. There is 10 minutes and 26 seconds to go in this one. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got twins to his right. And the snap, but there is stoppage on the play. And it is delay game on the Chargers.
Tough one for Sheraton there. Another penalty. Sheraton getting hurt early here tonight. Kind of same case as Saydel was the other night. So Sheraton has cleaned it up here in these district games, Adam.
Yeah, they did pretty well in the first quarter with penalties, but early in the second quarter they've got two flags that had a good momentum going on the drive, and now they're back to where they started, deep in their own end zone, deep in their own territory.
Yep, and another 80 yards to go till for a touchdown here. Long drive for this condition.
And Kane's got it out of the pistol formation again, but Coach Meiser's going to call a timeout, and he's not happy with his offense.
Nope, Sheraton kind of confused there. I'm not sure on the play call or what, but Kurt Meiser definitely not happy with the team.
Yeah, he's going to talk it over with the offense, and that is the first timeout for the Chargers.
Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sheraton Napa for filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and part of your Sheraton Napa. They are a Napa know-how. If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And for those of you who didn't attend tonight's game, it was a veterans game to honor the veterans, and Sheraton put together a ceremony for those who serve our country in the area, and it was really nice to see they got flags all over the field, and a good way to honor the veterans who serve our country.
Yep, exactly. Kind of cool feel this tonight. Kind of wet crowd. Actually, crowd getting a little better tonight. More people are kind of showing up. It seems like might be clearing up a little bit, but the American flag, Adam, as you said, kind of a nice ring to this field. I wouldn't mind having those every game, kind of add something special to this field. Definitely something special about American flag.
And the Mount Pleasant Panthers lead the Sheraton Chargers 7-0 in the second quarter. There's 10 minutes and 18 seconds to go, and we're going to resume action after the Charger timeout. Kane's got it out of the shotgun with twins to his right. He's got a man in motion. It's Hawkinson coming to his right, and he's got it out of the. He's going to take the snap. He's got pressure. He's able to escape it. He rolls left. He's going to be looking for some yards. Kane keeps it, and he's got a good gain of about 15 yards, but it's not enough for the first down.
Yep, Aaron able to get outside the pocket there. Aaron has some speed, wheels on him. Aaron, good pocket passer, but good job getting out of the pocket there and running for Sheraton.
Yeah, Kane's definitely got some wheels. He was a part of the 4x8 team that went to state this year in track.
Yep, Aaron, one nice kid to know. Great quarterback for Sheraton. Good leader for us, for Sheraton.
And it is 3rd and 7 after a good game by Kane, but not enough for the first down because of the penalties. Kane's got trips to his right. He's got a shotgun. He's going to roll right. He's got pressure, but he's going to get it off. And it is almost picked off by number 9 of Mount Pleasant, Tanner Ruby. It is 4th down.
Yep, Tanner Ruby there, able to get a break on Hawkinson. You don't see that very often. Sharon's targeting Hawkinson more this half. This quarter, before half, 10 minutes left, and able to convert on a few of them, but those penalties push him back and hurt him here.
Yeah, they started off the drive pretty well, got a couple first downs, but then that holding call and the delay of the game really killed them, and now they're looking to punt here. Hawkinson is punting.
Punting scary in this weather.
Yeah, Hawkinson unable to get as far as he wanted. It's a low snap to Hawkinson. He's going to get it off. It's a good punt. It's going to take a Charger bounce. He's going to field it, though, and he's going to have it up the left sideline. Spins off a couple tackles, but ultimately brought down by Kobe Richmond.
Yep, I think that DeSendrick, Corte Maddie on the return there. Corte has some good speed to him, as you can kind of tell from that earlier.
And the Mount Pleasant Panthers will take over at their own 48-yard line. Good field position with 9 minutes and 51 seconds to go. They lead at 7-0.
Yep, Joe Hess doing a good job leading his offense tonight. Not a lot of passing yards, but you can kind of see the poise in him and kind of controlling the tempo of Mount Pleasant is tonight.
And the Mount Pleasant quarterback, Hess, has got it out of the... And he's going to hand it off up the middle to Canby, and he's got a good gain of about 4 yards.
Yeah, Canby again there, able to just push his way through the yards, a couple of yards.
Canby's definitely gotten most of the carries tonight. You're going to hear a lot about him tonight. His jersey's already covered in mud. He's been getting tackled pretty much this whole night.
Yeah, definitely a threat for Mount Pleasant tonight. Joe Hess, though, I think they still need to find ways to get him a couple of yards here, either whether it's running or quick passes, quick slants for Mount Pleasant.
And Hess has got it under center. He's going to hand it off to Canby again. He breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage, but he's going to be brought down by defensive back Aaron Kane.
Pretty good spot there. I think it looks like he's a couple yards short at first glance, but I think the spot kind of makes it like, well, maybe he is so yards short, but...
And the referee is signaling the first down. The chains will be moved up. Mount Pleasant's going to have a 1st and 10 at the Charger 48-yard line.
Yep, another good drive here early for Mount Pleasant, kind of pushing it down the field early. It's hard to get yards tonight, and Mount Pleasant proving that hand it off and use that option tonight with the muddy football and the rainy field.
They've been running it up the middle a lot. So Canby's been able to power his way through. He's been getting tackled at the line of scrimmage, but he's diving forward for an extra 3 or 4 yard gain. And he's going to hand it off to Canby again, brought down by Altenhoffen, but a gain of about 6 yards again. Canby getting good yardage.
Yep, 53 is Colin Backham for Mount Pleasant, able to get a huge block there. Mount Pleasant got some big guys up front there. For Sharon's having a little trouble up front tonight.
Yeah, this is about the first big test for the Sheraton line. They've been oversizing about every opponent they played, and Mount Pleasant's been the first really opponent that has outsized them.
Yep.
And Joe Hess has got it under center. He sends a man in motion. It is 2nd and 4 for Mount Pleasant. He's going to hand it off to Canby again up the middle, and he's going to power his way through what is close to a first down. He's brought down by Altenhoffen and Ryan.
Yeah, not a bad idea to just keep handing off here for Mount Pleasant. It's working, so why stop? So Mount Pleasant's kind of driving down the field here. Let's see if Sheraton's able to respond and get a big stop from the linebackers. I look for Chase Altenhoffen here to make a big play. He's kind of one of those big-time players on the right side, right where they're running it, too.
And it's 3rd and short for Mount Pleasant. Big third down conversion for them. They've been able to convert most of the third downs. There's 7 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Hess is going to hand it off to Canby again. He's got the first down and more, brought down by Sanders. And it's going to be another first down for Mount Pleasant.
Yep, and you guys, if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, and this is the Sheraton versus Mount Pleasant game here in Sheraton, Iowa. Kind of the story around all this day is the rain, but it's definitely rainy here tonight, but no thunder, fortunately, for both these squads, so able to get the game going, and Mount Pleasant's dominating here early.
And one thing Mount Pleasant has been doing tonight is keeping it away from Hawkinson. Hawkinson, he had 3 sacks last week, was really a big part of the defense last week against Sado.
Yeah, Adam, I don't think they've ran it to him once tonight. Ran it to Hawkinson's way one time.
And Hess is going to have it under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle again to Canby, but there's no gain. Chargers had a blitz going, and he had nowhere to go. It's going to be 2nd and 10.
Yep, great job. I think they can't work there with the tackle. Should hear his name plenty tonight for the Sheraton Chargers. Good linebacker for Sheraton. Good tackle. And also, in case you guys didn't know, T.J. Hawkinson, who he's pulled out tonight a couple times, future Hawkeye player, tight end, good pickup for Iowa.
And it is going to be 2nd and 9 for Mount Pleasant. There's 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Mount Pleasant leads the Chargers 7-0. And Huss has got it under center. He's going to hand it off the middle to Canby. He's going to spin off one tackler, and Bradley Krutzinger brings him down for another good game for Mount Pleasant.
Yep, it's not been ran to the right one time. T.J. Hawkinson, a threat on defense as well as offense, and not running to the right on his side, so we'll see if Sheraton can adjust here a little bit.
Yeah, the Mount Pleasant has been really exposing that side of the defense. We'll have to see what Lee Kane does in order to stop this rushing attack from Canby. And Mount Pleasant is going to have a 3rd and 6. Huss has got it under center with Canby behind him. And he's going to hand it off to him again, and the Chargers got a big stop at the line of scrimmage. It's 4th and 6.
Yep, looks like Sheraton added another guy to the box here early, guys. Kind of Mount Pleasant's known for their passing attack, but tonight, different story with the rain and field conditions. So Sheraton has another guy in the box here, and good job adjusting by Lee Kane here early.
And in there, it's 5 minutes to go. This is a 4th down for Mount Pleasant. But they're going to take a timeout, talk things over, and that is going to be their last timeout of the half with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
Yep, Mount Pleasant has an early lead here, 7-0. So Sheraton trying to get a stop here and not letting Mount Pleasant tap it in again. Lucas County Health Center, with your comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to get you back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back into the game.
And Derek, as the game continues, as we said before, the field is getting muddier and muddier.
Yep, it's almost like, what is it, one of those movies where you just kind of see it in slow motion, the mud rolling and stuff. It's kind of what it feels like here. I'm sure a lot of fields around the state look like this, but it is a mud bath for the Chargers here.
I remember when my brother played football at Sheraton. They played at Knoxville, and they played in conditions where the water was up to their ankles, and you couldn't even see the players or who was who had the ball. And ultimately Sheraton won that game. Bit of an upset over Knoxville, but it was pretty crazy to watch what was going on the field.
Yeah, but I remember that game definitely similar to this one in the field conditions. That one might have been worse, but definitely crazy out here.
So we have a 4th down for Mount Pleasant. It is 4th and 4. He's going to hand it off to Canby, and he's going to get about 3 yards. It's going to be close to a 1st down, but it looks like he's short, and the Chargers will take over.
Yeah, great play by Chance Wirtz there. Kind of almost got ran over a little bit, but able to stay with it and make the tackle.
And
Sheraton needs to get going here on offense, though, Adam.
And the Charger defense is pumped up after that 4th down stop. They're going to take over at their own 20-yard line. Behind 7-0, they're going to be looking to get a score before half. There's 5 minutes to go. Be a good thing to get a score and get the momentum shifted a little bit going into the locker room.
For sure. Even if not a score, you've got to get momentum if you're Sheraton here. Mount Pleasant has definitely won the line scrimmage battle and the run game battle, so Sheraton needs to make some different adjustments here.
And Kane's going to keep it. He's going to run towards the sideline. Doesn't have much, but he does have a 4-yard gain. Looks like a little confusion on the handoff. It looked like Boulder was supposed to get the handoff, but he went to the wrong side. But end up being positive yards for the Chargers.
Yep, that's the second play kind of messed up that ends up good tonight. I guess with this rain, that's kind of how it can go. Earlier, there's a bobble punt and should have been blocked for Sheraton, but Mount Pleasant able to handle it and get a first down out of it after they were going to punt. So kind of crazy here tonight.
And Kane's out of the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. He's going to keep it again up the middle, and he's going to be close to a first down, but a couple yards short. That's going to be about 2nd and 3 for the Chargers.
Yep, kind of interesting that last possession. Sheridan put T.J. Hawkinson in motion there a lot and tried to get him out on the flats, but this possession, they're kind of singling out, seeing kind of making adjustments, Chris Meiser is, and there you had a guy bumping him up front, D-back bumping him, and a safety over top, so Mount Pleasant showing Hawkinson cannot get any easy catches tonight if they want to come up with a win here.
Yeah, definitely been the story of Hawkinson's career, guys double covering him, triple covering him. And Kane's got it out of that shotgun. He's got a man in motion. It's Sanders. Another more confusion in the backfield. Kane's going to keep it again. He's going to be really close to a first down. It seems to be some confusion on this drive for handing the ball off, Derek.
Yeah, it's kind of sloppy here for Sheridan. Kind of sloppy for Mount Pleasant, too, tonight. I guess as expected with this weather. But Sheridan, see if they can clean it up and get a first down here. Oh, they did. They did get a first down there. Excuse me.
And Kane was able to make something out of nothing. He gets the first down. They're going to have it at the 31-yard line, 1st and 10. And Hawkinson's in motion. Kane's going to drop back to pass. And he's going to roll left, but he's got nothing doing.
Yeah, TJ was triple covered there. Some guys for Sheridan and I are barely getting covered, so guys for Sheridan need to make plays here. They're going to have some open looks, but TJ is getting triple covered tonight, so let's see if maybe Bradley Kretzinger or Kobe Richmond can step up.
Yeah, it's going to be 2nd and 13 by the negative yardage on that play. There's 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Mount Pleasant leads it 7-0. The Chargers have it at the 26-yard line. And Kane's got trips to his left. Hawkinson's going to come back in motion, and he's going to drop back to pass. He's got some time. Throws it over to the sideline to Bradley Kretzinger, and it looks like he made the catch.
What a catch.
Good game by the Chargers. It's going to be a 20-yard reception. Really good catch by Bradley Kretzinger.
As we were just saying earlier, the guys for sure need to step up, and there you see a senior Bradley Kretzinger makes a jumping catch off the tip from Mount Pleasant and comes up with it. Bradley Kretzinger, definitely a big-time player for Sheridan tonight, and for Sheridan to win, they got to keep making plays with other guys. TJ's getting tripled tonight.
Yeah, Bradley Kretzinger was another guy that stepped up last week, had about 80 yards receiving, 2 really long ones that, with Hawkinson being triple covered, you really need that.
Yep.
And Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's got plenty of time. He's going to keep it, though, up the middle and stopped by a host of Mount Pleasant defenders. No one was open downfield.
Yep, Sheridan kind of not letting go of their passing attack here. Keep trying to pass it. Good job by Chris Meiser still doing their game plan, but sometimes here, I think early, Sheridan's got to get the run game going.
Yeah, the run game has been a little slow so far in this one. Not the story so far in the season, though, Derek. They have over 500 yards of rushing in a young season.
Yep, Sheridan's done a great job running this year. I think that's something Kurt Smizer for Sheridan wanted to implement early with this new spread system, is get control the line of scrimmage and get some rush yards to open TJ up.
Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to throw one deep, and it is incomplete. There's a flag on the play. Looks like pass interference.
Yeah, it might have been offensive pass interference, actually, from off Bradley Kretzinger. We'll let you guys know. Could have gone either way. A lot of battling there between Mount Pleasant and off Sheridan offensive wide receiver Bradley Kretzinger.
Yeah, a lot of hand contact on that one. It'll be interesting to see who they call it on. And they're going to call the pass interference on the defense, and the Chargers will take advantage of that.
Yep, since we were talking about kind of young talent earlier, we have Nathan Blong up here. Just came back from his ACL surgery. Going to be a big-time athlete for Sheridan here. Hurt to see it for him, but a tough kid, and he'll bounce back really good for Sheridan.
And here, so, that's right, Derek. And so with the penalty, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Chargers at the Mount Pleasant 37. Kane's going to send Sanders in motion, going to keep it again, but he's got nothing doing, no gain. And it's going to be 2nd and 10. Time ticking down in the first half, 1:30 to go. But Coach Kurt Smizer calls his second timeout.
Yep, I think it's huge for starting to punch it in here tonight and tie this thing up. It's going to be Mount Pleasant's ball to start off the second half after this drive here, or after this quarter, but Sheridan needs to get this momentum switched here. Mount Pleasant's kind of running the table so far. Let's see if Sharon can switch around. If you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, Johnson's Machine Work. Founded over a century ago, Johnson's Machine Work has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sharon community and sponsor of the Sharon Chargers on Thunder Country. And Adam, this press box kind of makes me think of Johnson's Machine Work. They built it. This is such a nice place here for Sheraton. Great thing to have for our football
program. Yeah, and another fun fact, they actually helped build the Colt Stadium in Indianapolis with the parts that they make. It's really incredible what they do on it.
Yeah, it's crazy. They do such a good job. Know a lot of workers for them. It's really, really good hard workers, and keeps building. Johnson's Machine Work does, continues to grow.
And it is 2nd and 10 for Sheraton. Kane's going to hand it off to Boldrev for a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 7 coming up here with 1:20 to go. Time still ticking down.
Yeah, Sharon actually has put together a pretty good drive here. Momentum might be kind of switching a little bit to the Chargers, but pretty long, hard third down conversion here for Sheraton to go.
And there is 1:05 to go. Time still ticking down. Passing has been pretty hard to do. And Kane's going to do it. He's going to drop back. He's got pressure. He's going to zing it over to Hockenson. He's able to make the catch in triple coverage.
Yeah, TJ Hockenson, to say the least, big-time player for Sheraton. Jumps over 3 guys and makes that grab. I wish we could say we were surprised there, but I think that's we're accustomed to seeing that here in Sheraton.
And it's going to be 1st down for the Chargers, and they're going to call another timeout. And it's going to be their last timeout of the half with 54 seconds remaining.
Yep, smart by Aaron Kane, a senior there, kind of played with Hockenson for a while as a tight end. Never a bad idea to air it up to TJ Hockenson for Sheraton.
And the Chargers will be at the 18-yard line. Good spot for trying to tie this game up.
Yep, Sheraton really needs to punch it in here before the end of this half.
And not yep.
With that, keep going.
This is really where, I was just going to say, this is really where TJ shines, in the red zone. And what me and you talked about before, we really think he can do it shine just as well for the Hawkeyes in the red zone.
Yeah, I think once his body's developing like crazy, that's what some people don't realize is how much stronger he's gotten over the last 2 years. But he has kind of an eye for a touchdown. When you have an eye for a touchdown, as you get stronger, you kind of, you continue to imply that onto the field, and TJ does a great job. Probably going to don't want jinx it, but on pace to set the all-time touchdown record in the state of Iowa.
And we have resumed action after the Charger timeout. Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's going to look towards Hockenson, but he is hit very hard in the backfield, and it's going to be incomplete pass. He's got his bell rung on that one.
Yeah, not 100% sure who that was. I think it was number 53, Colin Backham. With the hit, he's a big fella. But like we said, these guys from Mount Pleasant are big up front, and Sheraton has done a good job blocking so far, but they are not able to give Aaron Kane enough time for Sheraton.
And it is 2nd and 10 for Sheraton at the Mount Pleasant 18-yard line. Kane's going to throw one towards the end zone to Hockenson, double covered, and he brings it down, touchdown Chargers.
Wow.
Double coverage, Hockenson able to bring it in. Great pass by Aaron Kane over the back shoulder. Can't draw it up any better.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, the safe release. Wow. Wow.
And the crowd is going crazy here in Sheraton. All the veterans in the stands, it's nice to see them getting excited too. A lot of them used to play football here in Sheraton.
Yep. Yeah, I'm still astonished by that catch. I'm sure you guys will be seeing that on the news here soon, but give you a visual. Jumped over 2 or 3 guys there and made a big-time play for sure and tied it up.
And the PAT team is on, Alex Boldrev, and he's going to knock it in. The Chargers tie it 7-7 with 43 seconds to go in the first half, just as the doctor ordered.
Yeah, exactly, Adam. And Sheraton, they're able to respond there. That was I'm still not over that catch by TJ there. He's a good buddy of ours, but there he went up and got that thing, and you will be seeing that on KCCI.
And so, yep, Derek, and the momentum has definitely turned. The Chargers on the sideline are getting pumped up. The fans are on their feet.
cheering them on, and the kick team is out onto the field.
Kind of funny here. We have Christian Bankston, former quarterback for our Sheraton. Does a great job, did a great job, hard worker, and he's kind of smiling up here. You know, that's kind of TJ-esque, TJ Hawkinson-esque, if that even complies into a sentence. But, yes, that was a great catch.
Yeah, Christian Bankston was the first quarterback to use the spread offense that the Chargers switched to, and he was a perfect guy for it. Athletic, dual threat, and good guy to turn to.
Exactly, and if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, and we have Sheraton versus Mount Pleasant here. We kind of have a grind out in the mud, guys. 43 seconds left till this half. Sheraton able to punch it in there.
And Hawkinson is out on the field to kick off, and he's going to kick it deep to number two of Mount Pleasant, DeCendrick Foster. He's going to take it up the middle, tackled by a host of Chargers at about the 22-yard line, where Mount Pleasant will take over with 35 seconds to go.
Yep. Good job by kicking there by TJ. Kind of a big thing for the Chargers. Last year, kickoff coverage wasn't the best, but this year TJ's been able to get the ball down quite a bit, and just another thing he adds to the table for the Sheraton Charger team to help them put them in the top 10 rankings so far, and see if they can continue to climb up that ladder.
Yeah, as we said before, Derek, number 10 in the state has a nice ring to it. It's been a while since the Chargers have been up in the rankings, and feels good.
Yep, definitely. I know Sheraton players have a little extra step tonight.
And Mount Pleasant's going to hand it off up the middle again for no gain. It's Patrick Canby, and time is ticking down. There's 23 seconds to go in the first half, all tied up 7-7.
Yep, and I think they're just going to let that clock go. But that was a fun first half towards the end for Sheraton and towards the beginning for Mount Pleasant. So Sheraton able to get a couple stops after really good drives by Mount Pleasant and punch it in there with an unbelievable catch by TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah, and that last drive, Derek, Chargers started off with a couple first downs and then flagged a couple times and then able to bounce back with a big first down and drive down the whole field and score right before half.
Yeah, this second half for Mount Pleasant, so far I've been super impressed with Patrick Canby for Mount Pleasant. He's a big-time player for them, but Joe Hess has to get going for Mount Pleasant here in the second half, whether it's running the ball off scramble situations or just run up the middle. I think he's 6'7", if that's right, so hopefully see if Mount Pleasant can utilize him more in the second half.
And our halftime score is 7-7. Derek, I'm going to go see if I can get Christian Bankston for a halftime interview with you and Christian.
Yep. While Adam's doing that, we'll kind of talk through a couple things of this game so far. So if you guys are just tuning in, the Albia game was delayed tonight, and we're going to keep you guys updated here on KIIC. And this game so far has kind of been a grind out for both teams. This mud is crazy, which I assume it's like that all around the state tonight, but definitely that touchdown by Hawkinson towards the end there kind of jumped up the fans no matter what the weather. And here we have Christian Bankston here with us. What's up, Christian?
How's it going? Good to be here.
It's good to see you. Christian here, we have, you know, has some records for Sheraton, football quarterback. You know, Christian's one of those guys that I know when you talk to coaches, he's one of those guys you love to have on your team as a leader, as a quarterback. And Christian, what do you think about this game so far here by the Chargers?
You know, I knew I wanted to get back to Sheraton for a Friday night game to watch a lot of my former teammates play, and so far they're playing really hard. I don't think I've ever played in conditions quite like this tonight, so it's pretty impressive. They're playing their hearts out right now, and towards the end of the half they're able to tie it up, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sheraton tonight, towards the end of theirs, kind of the biggest difference from this year to last year is the response to adversity there, and definitely good job by Sheraton bouncing back. And another thing here, so you're playing quarterback at Simpson here.
Yep.
And can you kind of explain how that's going and kind of give us an update on it? I know a lot of Sheraton fans are listening right now, and
So I'm a sophomore at Simpson now. One of the quarterbacks on the team. Our varsity team right now is 1-0, and they're traveling over to Illinois Wesleyan right now. I'm actually on the JV squad. We played two games, It's going pretty good. We're 1-1 right now. We beat Central, which is always a big thing at Simpson. And then we've lost to Grandview. But it's been a different experience than high school. A lot more guys on the team, that's for sure, compared to Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, I think Sheraton prepared me pretty well for it. And also just kind of influenced my passion for the game to go on and play college. So,
for sure. I think we have a couple Albia listening here tonight as well. What's kind of your... I know you probably don't know a ton about Albia, but they're ranked number one this year in 2A and kind of have a beast called Isley. I'm sure you know of him. Can you kind of say what that means for us?
Well, actually, Ryan and Luke Sarver are my teammates at Simpson now. So I always ask them how they're doing, how the Blue Demons are doing this season, and you know, you always have to bring up Carter when you're talking about them. But no, I wish them the best, and I always kind of wanted to go over and watch Isley run and watch them play. Sounds like they have a great program going on over there right now. So
for sure, I know talking to a lot of people, Coach Stanton over there, kind of a lot of experience. He's a experienced vet, I guess is what you say as a football term. But yeah, Albia does a great job, and kind of locally, even when you played the competition in our Sheridan district, Pella, Norwalk, and stuff. Can you kind of explain the toughness there and kind of how it compares to other things?
You know, I mean, playing against the Pellas and the Oskaloosas, Norwalks, we were always kind of the underdogs, you could say. Not quite as many numbers and size-wise. But I think over the years we've actually benefited from that. And, you know, we've had a couple of great starts the last couple of years. And hopefully this year we can, you know, put up a good fight against some of those bigger schools, bigger competition. I think, you know, you got a senior quarterback in Aaron Kane, and you got TJ Hawkinson, big threat. You got a supporting cast. So I'm looking forward to some of those games. I'm going to try and make the Norwalk game up there. That should be a crazy atmosphere as well. So,
yeah, definitely, Christian. I know your class was kind of the class that started the spread offense, and I know you as quarterback was key for the Chargers. You know, talking to Coach Kurt Smizer, kind of one time we were talking about Christian, and he said the kind of leadership he brings is it's hard to match, and you know, it's almost unreplaceable, and your ball and stuff is always great to play with, and definitely pleasure to have you back in town, and thank you for coming up and talking to us at halftime, Christian. Good to see you again, man.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. And we're going to take a quick break here for halftime, but join us again. We're going to keep updating you on scores tonight, if there's any more rain delays or if the thunder doesn't stop in Albia. But tonight we have a good one here in Sheraton, Iowa. Sheraton versus Mount Pleasant is 7-7, 9:37 left until the third quarter resumes. Thank you for tuning in to KIIC. See you soon.
Pleasant 7-7. I'm Adam Casco. With me, as always, is Derek Lang. And it's a really good game towards the end, Derek. Hawkinson had a great catch before half and able to tie it up.
Yeah, but momentum kind of switched there late. Seems like Mount Pleasant kind of had the momentum, kind of driving it down the field, running it. And at the end there, Sheridan able to have a big play by TJ Hawkinson, able to tie it up big time for the Sheridan Chargers there.
Yeah, I got some first half stats for you guys. Chargers had 64. Mount Pleasant only didn't have any passing yards that whole first half, but they did have 113 rushing yards, and against the Chargers only 33 rushing yards. Hawkinson's got 39 yards receiving with one touchdown. Canby's got 99 yards rushing already in this first half, and he's looking to be getting some more.
Yeah, but Canby, I've been super impressed with him tonight. Unable to get passing yards for Joe Hess, which is surprising. Over 130 yards each game for him. But tonight, it's conditions have changed, Adam. It is muddy out here. We've said this about three times, and the field hasn't changed, so we're going to say it again. It is a mud bath out here.
Yep.
Jared kind of embracing it. Mount Pleasant is too, though.
Yeah. The rain kind of stopped during halftime, but now it's starting to pick back up again. Field's muddy. Players are getting ready for the second half, but another stat for the defensive side for the Chargers. Nick Ryan, Chance Wirtz, and Chase Altnoffen all have six tackles. They've been all over the field trying to contain the rushing attack from Canby.
Yep, that many tackles is kind of proof to how many times Mount Pleasant has been able to run tonight. Between the three of them, that many tackles, kind of crazy. There's a lot of running tonight, unusual from Mount Pleasant. Usually kind of the passing attack with Joe Hess, but as Adam said, he has 0 yards so far.
And the kick team is on for the Chargers. Mount Pleasant will get the ball in the second half. Back deep to receive for Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is DeCendrick Foster. And we are all tied up again, as I said, 7-7. We got a good one for you tonight in Sheraton. The veterans game. A lot of veterans here in Sheraton.
Yep, there's Sheraton schools do a great job raising young men, and definitely a lot of good young men, veterans, soldiers here, and people defending our country here tonight.
And Hawkins is going to kick it deep, and it's going to get to about the 20-yard line, and he's going to run it up the middle, where he's tackled by looks like Bradley Krutzinger, and it was Patrick Canby for the return.
Yep, kind of dangerous to kick to him. If that is how the run game goes, Canby's not the guy to kick to for the Chargers. Has a lot of speed and runs hard, puts his head down. So Chargers here, seeing if they can get an early stop. Last half, Mount Pleasant was able to drive it early. Steve Sheridan able to step up as linebackers.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant really been able to convert on third down so far in the first half. Sheridan's going to be looking to turn that around and get a couple third down stops.
Yeah, the guy, as we said earlier, guy extra in the box right now for Sheridan. Smart decision by Lee Kane.
And Hess is going to have it under center, first and 10. He's going to hand it off up the middle to Canby, and he is stopped for about a one-yard gain.
Yep, Sheridan kind of, I look over, Kobe Richmond's on an island for Sheridan right now, kind of daring Mount Pleasant to pass, and that's not usual from Mount Pleasant. Usually you kind of have to dare them to run, but Mount Pleasant is choosing to run tonight.
Yeah, the Chargers defense able to contain Hess, along with the conditions containing Hess, but usually he's been passing over 130 yards each game he's played, and so far he's not been a big factor for Mount Pleasant. And Hess is going to have it under center. He's going to hand it off to Canby again. He is stopped by a host of Chargers, but he's going to power his way through for another 2 yards, able to get more yards after contact.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like that that pile was going for a while. No whistle there to stop the forward motion there, but Sheridan kind of gained tackle to him. Chance Wirtz in front, good linebacker for Sheridan. He's kind of a football player for Sheridan. Good football player, hard hitter, and he received a play from Coach Schmeiser on defense.
Yeah, he's definitely known for his hard hitting, and that's what he does. He's going to lay the wood, and it'll be third down and two for Mount Pleasant. Hess has got it under center. He's going to hand it off to Canby again. He's going to get contact at the line of scrimmage, but he's able to power his way through another yard. It's going to be close to a first down.
Yep, I think he got it there, and chains are moving, but Mount Pleasant is just showing the run tonight. Sheridan knows it's coming, but the battle up front is won by Mount Pleasant here early tonight. Almost every play, it seems like.
So the looks like it's going to be first and 10 for Mount Pleasant at their own 40-yard line. There's 10 minutes to go in this third quarter. And as you said again, the Chargers stacking the box, daring Mount Pleasant to pass the ball. And Hess is going to hand it off to Canby. He's got nowhere to go, but he makes something out of nothing a little bit and gets a couple yards.
Yep, there might have been a... Oh, nope, no penalty flag there. I thought maybe there is a penalty flag here. Looks like it might have been offsides on Sheridan.
And the referee's discussing it. And it looks like it's going to be against Mount Pleasant.
Oh, chop block. I missed that one there. Kind of moving back a little bit. That's hard to deal with here in these conditions. It's hard to get yards at all in this game, Adam. So penalties definitely are not good here, especially tonight in this weather.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant able to get the first down to start off their drive, but with the penalty, that's going to move them back to where they started. It is going to be first and 20 for Mount Pleasant.
Yep, without their passing threat, this is going to be a hard conversion. see if they can gain a couple yards here on this first and second down.
Yeah, you said it, Derek. Passing, as there hasn't been any passing for Mount Pleasant so far. It's just been a lot of running. But Canby has been able to convert, get some good yardage, even with Chargers expecting it. And Hess has got it under center. And he's going to hand it off to Canby again towards the left side. Brought down by Altnoff and get tackled by Altnoff, and there's gain of about 1 yard.
Yep, Sheridan, I think, willing to give up within 5 yards here. No plays over top for Sheridan here to get this stop here, but Mount Pleasant with second and a long way to go, long over 23 yards here left for this first down conversion.
Yeah, it is second and about a mile, 23 yards to go. There's 9 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're all tied up at 7-7. We got a good one, and Hess has got his offense. He's under center. Rain is continuing to fall down in Sheridan, Iowa. He's got twins to both sides. He's going to drop back to pass, and he overthrows his receiver. Incomplete pass. It's going to be third down.
Yeah, but Sheridan had one single coverage on both sides, both corners there. Joe Hess unable to convert with his wide receiver there on a simple out route. That's just kind of showing how bad the weather is tonight.
Yeah, the intended receiver was Zachary Ebeling. Just over his head, though. He's trying to pass it towards the flat and unable to connect. And it is going to be third and long, 23 yards to go at their own 27-yard line. Mount Pleasant's got receivers to both sides. Canby in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Canby towards the right side. He's got room to run, but brought down by linebacker Chance Worth, and he is pumped up.
Yep, to kind of give you guys a visual and sense of feel how this game is going, it was third and 25 there, and Mount Pleasant ran it right up the middle for about a gain of four, but if you can't pass on third and over 20, then you could struggle in this game.
Yep. And Mount Pleasant is going to bring out the punt team. Back deep to return for the Chargers is Kobe Richmond.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we had a little knee injury. Glad to see he's back.
And the snap is low, but the punter was able to get it off. It's going to take a Mount Pleasant bounce, but not very far punt. Chargers will take over at the 45-yard line.
Yep, Eric Kane actually barely got out of the way of that punt. Luckily for Sheridan, he's able to get out, and Sheridan's going to have good field position, like you said.
Yeah, good field position for the Chargers as they take over first possession of this first half, and they're looking to continuing off their big drive before they went to the locker room in the last half.
Yep, and during halftime, we haven't mentioned junior drill team did a good job, and it's Veterans Day here and kind of supporting our military and armed services. Thank you for all the service they do.
And we got a first and 10 at the Chargers 45. There's flags all over the field. Looks like it's going to be against the Chargers. It is a false start. That's going to move them back.
Yep, in case you missed it earlier, last game, Sheridan really struggled with state dealt with penalties, over 130 yards of penalties. So definitely got us clean that up. Chris Meiser so far has done a good job of helping his team clean it up and get their offense situated. But a couple early tonight have hurt them in these drives.
Yeah, they struggled with it a little bit in the second quarter. Able to score a touchdown, though. And now they are getting back into trouble. Let's see what they can do on first and 15. And Kane's got a shotgun. Sanders comes in motion. He's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter. He's got a little room, gain of about 5 yards. It'll be second and 10.
Yep, got back to the line of scrimmage pretty much. So Sheridan able to pretty much like an incomplete pass. Second down here in 10. Let's see if Chargers can get this drive going a little bit.
And Shriver bringing in the play as the receiver to Aaron Kane. It is second and 10 for the Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Hawkinson is going to be split right with Sanders. Kane in the shotgun. Kane's got the snap. He drops back. He's got some time. He throws it deep towards the sideline to Hawkinson, and it's going to be incomplete pass. Hawkinson was being double-covered. Tough throw for Kane.
Yep, it was a pretty long throw. Opposite field, across the shoulder for Aaron, but didn't quite give TJ a chance to even have a chance to do it, but Aaron does a good job of that. You know, he's a smart quarterback, good senior leader for Sheridan, and usually he's able to get the ball to TJ for at least an opportunity. They're unable to convert for Chargers. Sheraton has a big-time third down conversion to get here.
And it is third and 10 for the Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Kane's got trips to his left. Hockenson in motion. Kane's going to receive the snap from Ethan Kernute. Kane's going to throw it towards sideline to Hockenson. Incomplete pass again. He was being double covered. And it'll be fourth and 10 for the Chargers.
Almost able to jump up and get that over triple coverage, but Hockenson's upset with himself. Normal catch, no, but catchable for T.J. Hockenson, yes. Unable to convert there. Let's see if they can get this punt off in this weather. This field is getting worse and worse as we talk here, Adam.
And one thing we haven't mentioned tonight, Derek, is the center, Ethan Kernute, doing a great job getting the ball back to Aaron Kane. Chargers run the shotgun every play, and he's been doing a good job getting the snap back to Kane.
Yep, Ethan Kernute, a very smart kid.
And the snap is a bad one. It's going to be rolled to Hockenson. He's going to keep it, though. But he's going to punt it away. Good job by Hockenson getting the punt away. He rolled his right to escape the pressure and got the punt off.
Okay, so, Adam, if TJ doesn't make it as a tight end, I think Punty might have his name. That was impressive. The ball was about 5 yards short snapped of him, and he picked up the ball, sprinted around the whole defense to the right, and kicked it over 40 yards for Sheraton. Wow. Again, TJ Hockenson has plenty of wild moments. That was another one from the punting game.
Yeah, Hockenson pins it down to the Mount Pleasant 10-yard line. Great effort by Hockenson. There's 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. It is tied up 7-7. Not much offense in this second half so far, Derek.
Yeah, offensively, stagnant here for both teams. Good job by the defense, though.
And Hess has got his offense on in the field. He's pinned down and is deep in his own territory. He's going to hand it off to Canby again. He's got a few blockers. Good gain of about 5 yards for Canby.
Hey, if you guys are just tuning in, Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your life here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
And it is going to be 2nd and 5 for Mount Pleasant with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. As we said, they're deep into their own territory with a great punt by Hockenson. And Hess is going to bring his offense under center. He's got receivers to both sides. And he's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Canby up the middle, but he bounces outside for about a gain of about 1 yard. He had nothing up the middle to try getting something on the outside, but Hockenson was having none of that.
Yep, I think he actually was met at the line of scrimmage, but able to get through. I couldn't see quite who he was able to get past, but TJ and Bradley, they're able to make the secondary tackle after a short gain.
And it's going to be 3rd and about 4 yards for Mount Pleasant. Another third down opportunity here. Both teams have been pretty unsuccessful so far on third down in the second half.
Yeah, first half, Mount Pleasant did a great job with third down. Let's see if they can convert one here.
And Hess has got it under center. And he's going to hand it off to who else but Canby. He's got room, first down and more. A gain of about 12 yards, and that's going to move the chains for Mount Pleasant.
Pretty low hit there. Best thing here, made an open field, great open field tackle. I don't want to say you saw green after, but you saw mud after, open mud, and it could have been a touchdown there. It's kind of a touchdown-saving tackle by Bradley Krusinger, but was a low hit. Canby kind of jumps up limping. Hope he's okay.
And Mount Pleasant will have it at their own 30-yard line. With 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go, we are deadlocked at 7-7. 1st and 10 for Mount Pleasant. And the Chargers have stacked the box. And there is a flag on the play, and the ball was loose. Looks like there's a fumble. And it looks like Mount Pleasant was able to get on top of it and keep possession of the ball, but there is a flag on the play. And it is against Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, but just a little antsy there. I think that's kind of what Chance Worth can do for you, for Sheraton, kind of put the offensive line on their heels tonight. For Sheraton, they need to see a lot more of that to kind of slow down Canby tonight. And Hess tonight, Adam, has not put up a lot of yards like he usually has, but I still don't count him out of this game. I think he still got to keep aware of Hess's playmaking ability and his passing. He's a very accurate passer.
And that's going to leave us to a 1st and 15 for Mount Pleasant at the 25-yard line. So a long first down,
try for Mount Pleasant here. And Joe Hess has got it out of the... And hands it off to the running back, number 10, Patrick Canby. He's got nothing doing, but there was a flag on the play.
Another flag. Wow, there's a lot of flags here tonight for kind of both teams, but more towards Mount Pleasant.
And it is going to be a legal procedure against Mount Pleasant. That's going to move them back even more yards. Now they're just pinned back even into their own territory even more, putting themselves into a little trouble here with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is deadlocked at 7-7. And it is second and long. And Hess is going to keep it towards the left side. He's going to look for some yards. Nick Ryan, a great open field tackle. Gained him about 3 yards.
Yep, open field tackling tonight has the battle's been won by Sean Sharon's side. A great open field tackle, and has kind of a quarterback keep to left, and a lot of open field again, and Nick Ryan able to come up and make the play. Great. Nick has good side-to-side agility, so able to use it there on that tackle on Joe Hess.
And we have another third down opportunity for a Mount Pleasant offense. It is 3rd and 13 at their own 25-yard line. And Patrick Canby is behind Joe Hess in the backfield. Chargers have stacked the box. And he's going to hand off to Canby. Nothing doing. He's dropped back for a negative 1 yard gain. And it's going to be 4th down.
Wow, Adam. Again, there was 3rd and over 15. And still not passing it for Mount Pleasant. That's crazy, Adam, how much a field can affect the game. And definitely hurting Mount Pleasant tonight, not being able to have a passing threat.
Yeah, big turn of events on that third down stop. Chargers are going to take over what looks like they'll have good field position. And Mount Pleasant has brought their punt team out. The snap is another low one. He's going to field it, but he's stopped by the host of Chargers. They bring him down in the backfield. Chargers will take over at the Mount Pleasant 10-yard line.
Yeah, Sheridan gets a big-time punt block there. Sheridan coaches are amped up, as they should be. These Sheridan players are playing hard. Chance Ward coming up. Nick Ryan. This is a great edge by Sheridan football team.
Yeah, the snap was low. The punter was unable to field it, and he was brought down by Chance Ward in the backfield. Chargers are going to have it at about the 15-yard line, 1st and 10. We were all tied up at 7-7 here in Sheridan, Iowa. Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder up the middle, and he's got nothing doing.
Yep, Adam, and we have red zone here at Sheridan. Sheridan could punch it in here within the 20 of Mount Pleasant, but the name you kind of look for here, see if we hear it here, 38, TJ Hawkinson, red zone threat to say the least.
Yeah, he had a big red zone touchdown in the first half that tied up the game. And you got to be looking for him in the red zone. With 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and it's 2nd and 8 at the Mount Pleasant 12-yard line. Kane's got twins to both sides, and he's going to hand it off to Boulder again up the middle, and he's got nothing, maybe a gain of about 1 yard.
Yep, kind of a quarterback read there. Ethan might have gone in there. He handed it off. Boulder was able to squeeze out maybe a yard, but Sheridan needs to get a positive gain here on his third down.
It is 3rd and 6 with 3 minutes to go. Who do you go to in this opportunity, Derek?
I think they're going to be looking for TJ. I think Bradley Krusinger on the backside. He has hands, as he showed earlier, and he showed all season. I think TJ's going to be covered on either side. I think you run Bradley Krusinger on a post up the middle and look for him here.
And Sheridan is going to take their first timeout in the second half. And as we have a break, Derek?
Sheridan IV, your employee-owned Sheridan IV, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Sheraton football. And me and Adam had a lunch at Sheraton today during our open. So definitely good place over there, the Sheraton Market Grill.
Yeah, it's a good place to watch some sports. I know I like to go over there on Sunday nights and watch some NFL football. And then they always have great deals for those football Sundays.
Yeah, but it's definitely a place for, like, More of a local towns. I see people from other towns come here. It's nice to have one of those places in Sheridan, Iowa.
And our action has resumed. The Chargers have it 3rd and 6
at the 10-yard line of Mount Pleasant. Kane's got a shotgun. He's going to pitch it to Sanders on the outside. Looks like he's got some room, and he's in for the touchdown. Chargers take the lead with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Chargers go on top 13-7.
Yep, Sheridan, they're able to punch it in. I think people were looking for Hawkinson there, but they just ran a little swing to Dylan, not a swing, excuse me, a little pitch to Dylan Sanders on the outside, and Dylan Sanders just found a way to get in. Credit to the blocking there by Chase Allen-Huffin and Trevin Nance, senior leaders, getting it done here for Sheraton in that red zone opportunity that they just converted to get the lead here.
Yeah, Sanders able to use his speed, get towards the outside, and punch it into the end zone.
Yambo, baby.
And the snap is good, the hold is good, but the punt, the field goal is blocked. The score will remain at 13-7. Chargers lead it, but there's 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go. Chargers go on top in this one. I know the crowd's amped up, the sideline's pumped up, and so are the coaches of Sheridan.
Yep, that was could have been a big play. I missed the extra point there for Sheridan, but still Sheridan able to get the lead back up, see if they can hold on here on this rainy Friday night in Sheridan, Iowa.
Yeah, the fans that did come out to support tonight, they're happy so far, and we got a good one on here in Sheridan, Iowa. As you can tell, it is 13-7, 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go. Hawkinson has brought the kick team out, and we're about ready to return to action. Back deep to return for Mount Pleasant is DeCendrick Foster.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and a part of your life here in Sheridan. Proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC. And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And the helmets are up of the shirt and sideline. We're ready to kick this one off. Hawkinson kicks it deep to Foster. And he's going to have it. He's going to run it up the middle. And he's got nothing doing. Good kick coverage from Sheridan. Mount Pleasant will take over at their own 25-yard line.
Yep, great kickoff coverage there by Sheridan. Something they honestly struggled with last year, but Lee Kane has got this defense and their heads on a swivel on open field tackles here early in the season, Adam.
And Mount Pleasant's going to take over at their own 25-yard line. First and 10, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Joe Hess has got it under center. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Canby up the middle. Brought down by a host of Chargers. It's getting hard to tell who's who on the field, Derek. All the jerseys are so muddy as we progress through this game.
It is. Kind of looks like it's really difficult for our yardsmen up there to see it. Kind of you can see him kind of questioning by the looks of it. But it's muddy here in Sheridan. The field is not very much green anymore. But I think that's fun for these guys to play in. It looks like it's a fun night out there. And it's a fun night here, too. It's a good atmosphere here in Sheridan versus Mount Pleasant.
It is 2nd and 7 for Mount Pleasant. And Hess is going to hand off to Canby again. He's got a gain of about 2 yards where he is tackled by another host of Chargers. Looks like Chance Worse was there first.
Yep, Sharon able to get there. Honestly, Canby tonight has done a great job, but Joe Hess, I can't stress enough. His jersey, Adam, if you look at it, his only white, the only clear jersey on the field tonight is debatably their best player, stat-wise their best player, but tonight has not been able to execute on passes, mostly because of this weather, but see if he can push through the weather and get some big plays for Mount Pleasant.
In the few passes he has thrown, Derek, they've been towards the flat, not very big passes, just screen passes, and nothing much he could do. And Hess is going to throw it, hand it off to Canby again. And Chance Worse is there with another tackle. No gain. It is 4th and 3 with a minute to go in the third quarter. We'll see what Mount Pleasant does.
That's the first time I've kind of looked over at Joe Hess and saw his reaction to the play call on the run on third down. And he does not look happy, which he's a big-time player. That can't happen if you're Mount Pleasant.
And Mount Pleasant has brought out the punt team at their own 33-yard line, 42 seconds to go. Chargers lead it 13-7. After the touchdown, they get a 3-and-out, and Kobe Richmond is back to return. and the punt is off. It's going to be a Mount Pleasant bounce. The Chargers will take over at the 26-yard line in their own territory.
Yep, pretty good punt there. Way to switch field positions there by, I think, number one, Dennison. So Sharon has a nice little yards to go here, but with their offense rolling right now, I think it's definitely doable for Sheraton.
And we only got about 20 seconds to go in this third quarter. Chargers lead it 13-7. Kane brings his offense back onto the field yet again. He's got trips to his right. And a snap. He's going to pitch it off to Sanders. He's going to try getting towards the sideline, but he is dropped by a Mount Pleasant defender, but he's got some decent yards, about 4 yards on that run.
I'm kind of pointing out some things that are a little off the main playing field here, but you kind of see these Sheraton guys on the bench supporting their team. That's exciting to see. Definitely kind of a culture being rebuilt here in Sheraton. You kind of feel it this year. But a good run there by Sanders. He's putting his head down and making big-time plays for Sheraton on the outside. Hard to stop. Dylan's a really fast kid.
And that is going to conclude our third quarter here in Sheraton, Iowa, between the Mount Pleasant Panthers and the Sheraton Chargers. The Chargers lead the Panthers 13-7.
Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is made fresh in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and old-fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers.
I remember me and you were ball boys on the sideline trying to get the balls into the referees. We always had to keep those footballs nice and dry for the referees and the offense. Always a tough job, but the referee's able to do a good job drying off the football, and especially hard in these conditions.
Yep, I'm glad you brought that up. Dylan Kane, Sharon the ball boy, and Lil Reese out there do a good job for Sheraton. Good football player for Sheraton, and definitely important for Sheraton's future football and basketball program. Dylan Kane, kind of luckily I was able to influence his decision. He's playing basketball a lot this summer, so I'm excited to see how they do for Sheraton here. But here we go, just second half. See if you can stop the momentum if you're Mount Pleasant here.
And it is the fourth quarter. Kane's got a shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev. He's got a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to be third and about three for Sheraton.
Yep. Sheraton able to get a pretty good block there. Unable to get too many yards, but not a bad second down play.
So another third down opportunity for the Sheraton offense into their own territory. They're at their own 34-yard line. It is 13-7, and the Chargers lead it. Kane's got it under the shotgun. Sanders in the backfield. Hawkinson split out right. Kane's going to pitch it to Sanders. He's going to drop the ball. It is fumbled, but we'll see who recovers here. It looks like Mount Pleasant that took over on down.
All right. That was a big-time play there by Mount Pleasant players getting on that ball. Kind of slipped. Dylan Sanders a little slip, and it kind of slipped out of Aaron's hand, it looks like, on the pitch. Definitely kind of a risky play, the pitch out to the running back here, but Mount Pleasant able to get on it, and a big turn of events there. Mount Pleasant kind of using their own motto, get turnovers and put them into points here, Adam.
Yep, the conditions have started to show here. Sanders unable to receive the pitch with a slippery ball, and Mount Pleasant takes over at the Charger 27-yard line with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Hess has got it under the center. He's going to hand it off to Canby for a gain of about 2 yards.
Yep, Sheraton still can't stress enough. Joe Hess has got to get going tonight. They keep trying to pound it in with Canby, and Canby is a talented kid. He runs hard and does a great job. And some of those linemen, number 53, Colin Backham, and other guys for Mount Pleasant are big guys up front. But, Joe Hess is a big-time player for Mount Pleasant. We'll see if he can get a turn of events here and put it in for Mount Pleasant to tie this thing up.
And it's 2nd and 9 for the Mount Pleasant offense into Charger territory at the 26. There's 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this game. And it's going to be handoff to Canby. He's going to cut out to the left side for a gain of about 3 yards. He had nothing up the middle and decided to cut back outside for a gain of about 3.
Yep, looks like Nick Ryan on that tackle. Nick, done a great job tonight as a linebacker. I believe he's right linebacker for Sheraton. Kind of has a bum knee, honestly. That's just kind of what you need from senior players, is toughness through these games, throughout injuries, throughout, you know, it's going to hurt, but it's going to feel good for the winning team here, whoever pulled this out.
It is 3rd and 6 for Mount Pleasant. We'll see if the Charger defense can step up yet again on 3rd down. Hess has got it under center. He's going to hand it off to who else but Canby, and he has stopped for about a gain of 1 yard. It's going to be 4th and short, but I'm going to guess that Mount Pleasant is going to keep their offense on the field for the 4th down try.
Yep, I think they'll go for it, and also I think they're going to give it to Canby again, excuse me, if I had to make a guess there, Adam.
Yes, it is 4th and short. We're going to be looking for another 1st down here. Chance Words, he's been amped up all game. He thinks otherwise. I'm guessing Lee Kane's going to be sending in a blitz with him. We'll see about the one-on-one. This is Chance Words and Marcus Canby. And Hess has got another center. 4th and short. He's going to hand it off to Canby. But he is stopped by the Charger defense. Bradley Crushinger was there first. It's going to be turnover on downs. Sheraton takes over. Aaron Kane's going to come back on the field with this offense. Big stop for the Sheraton defense.
That was huge, Adam. 4th and short. Mount Pleasant went for it on Sheraton's own 34. And but Sheraton able to step up and make a huge 4th down stop there.
Yeah, Bradley Crutcher came in on the blitz on the outside and was able to get to Canby in the backfield. And that's where the Chargers will take over at their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Kane's going to hand it off to Sanders up the middle. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. Chargers lead at 13-7 in this 4th quarter, 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go.
And Sheraton decides to go with Dylan Sanders in their backfield. Senior runner, been running for the Sheraton Chargers for about since his sophomore year. A little running back time, a little flat back time, but tonight they decided to put him back at running back. And Dylan's one of those kids, a hard-nosed kid, but also his main attribute is his speed. Let's see if they're able to get him on the outside and see if Sheraton can find out here.
And it is 2nd and 8. Kane's got twins to both sides, and it looks like there's some stoppage on the play, and it's going to be a timeout by Sheraton. That is their 2nd timeout. They have 1 remaining in this 4th quarter. 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 13-7.
Summers Insurance sponsoring touchdowns. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns.
And we got a good one tonight. Hope you guys are staying tuned. It's going to come down to the end. 8 minutes to go. 1 possession game. Chargers missed their field goal on their last touchdown, and hopefully that doesn't come back to bite them.
Yep. Luckily for them, they were not luckily, excuse me. Fortunately for the Chargers, they were able to get through the line there and get a stop. Chance Wirtz and Nick Ryan, Tim Good, other guys for Sheraton, able to make a big play. But Sheraton, with about 8 minutes left here, see if they can drive down the field and kind of burn some of this clock with this lead.
Yeah, the main objective, Smizer's probably talking with the team, is get some 1st downs, take as much time off the clock, and get a good position to win this game.
Yeah, you're in no hurry here if you're the Sheraton Chargers. With this field and stuff, you can grind out a lot of time, and that's what they got to do here to put this thing away.
And the offense is back on the field. We're going to resume action. It is the 4th quarter. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 13-7. They have the ball at their own 22-yard line. Kane's going to send a man in motion. It's Nick Ryan. He's going to pitch it to Sanders. He's going to get it towards the outside. And he doesn't have much, but he's got a few yards. Gained about 4, and there's a flag on the play.
That was a long throw by that ref over at midfield. The ref kind of darted it over there. Must have been important.
Somebody get him a contract. Threw that thing about 15 yards.
Exactly. Could see him in the NFL someday. throwing balls. No flag. Not even sure what this is here, but we'll let you guys know in a sec.
And it looks like it is against the Chargers. It is a holding. It is going to be a 10-yard penalty, a killer for the Charger offense.
Yep, kind of open field block by Sheraton Whiteout. Not going to say the name, but kind of you could see the holding a little bit. It was actually a close call, just playing hard and last second holding. So Sheridan kind of backed up here. Let's see what they do.
Yeah, they're at their own 17-yard line. Got a long way to go. It is second and 13. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Hawkinson split left. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got some time. He's it towards the sideline to Hawkinson. Three guys on him, but Mount Pleasant's going to pick it off. But look, Smizer's signaling it's not a catch, and it is incomplete.
Yep, almost interception. Three guys on T.J. Hawkinson there. T.J., though, another thing while he does, I know we keep bragging up T.J., is he's a humble kid, and he probably laughed at us for saying so much about him. He's just the humbleness he has, and how he points out his lineman after every catch and stuff. It's great to see, but T.J. getting triple covered there and able to knock it down.
Going back to that last play, it looked like the Mount Pleasant defender had the interception, but Hawkinson able to knock it away for an incomplete pass. It is now 3rd and 14. Kane's got it out of shotgun, and he's going to be sacked by the Mount Pleasant defense. It looks like number 86 was there first for Mount Pleasant. It was Ryan Mautry for the sack on Aaron Kane.
Yep, that was that's a big-time play by Mount Pleasant. Sack there, charged back a little bit. I think that was Corey Fitton for Mount Pleasant there, but that was a big play. That hurts for the Chargers. See if they can get this punt off. They're deep in their own territory, Adam.
Yep, Chargers are deep in their own territory. Hawkins is going to want to get this punt off. Snapping's going to be a problem here, as it has shown throughout this game in the money conditions. There's 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
And they're bringing the house.
And the snap is low. Hawkins isn't able to receive it. The punt is low. It's going to go out of bounds at about the Charger 32-yard line where Mount Pleasant will take over.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant in Sheraton territory here. About 30 yards on this drive until the end zone. Let's see if Mount Pleasant can knock it in here. I think they're going to keep handing it to Canby. They've proved that's going to be their game plan this game. But Joe Hess, still a threat if you're Mount Pleasant here. One-man coverage from Kobe Richmond and Aaron Kane on the corners.
And Mount Pleasant will take over at the 33-yard line of Sheraton. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go. It is a one-possession game. Hess under center. Canby in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Canby. And he is stopped by Chance Wirtz and Tim Good of the Sheraton defense. He's got a gain of about 1 yard.
Yep, Chance all night. He's playing with energy. He jumps up after that tackle and gets going. Chance has done a great job, as have all the linebackers for Sheraton. Nick Ryan and then Tim Good up front, along with Chase Altenhoffen, done a great job getting through.
And it is 2nd and 10 for Mount Pleasant. And they have great field position again, and they're going to be looking to punch one in. One possession ball game. It's coming down to the finish. We'll see who comes out on top, but we got a good one here in Sheraton, 13-7. Hess is under the shotgun this time. The snap is going to be to his right. He's able to receive it, though. He's going to throw it deep down the middle, and it's a wobbly pass, but it's broken up by the Charger defense. It looked like it was Dylan Sanders on the defense.
Yep, impressive play by Hess to not fumble that, but kind of threw it up, almost intercepted. Sheraton defense corners there proved to respond to Lee Kane's trust in them, and Hess unable to complete that long ball there.
Yeah, as we said in the pregame, Derek, he has no fear. He'll throw it into coverage, and had a few interceptions early in this season, but he's one of those quarterbacks that double coverage, he'll still throw it, and sometimes it comes back to bite you.
Yep, exactly, Adam.
And it is 3rd and 10 for the Mount Pleasant offense. Hess is under center. Hawkinson is going to send some pressure. He rolls left. He's able to complete the pass, but it is short of the first down, gain of about 4 yards. It's going to be 4th and about 6.
Good throw by Hess there. Able to compete. That might be his first completed pass of the game, guys. Able to complete a short one, but on that play, Dylan Sanders made a break that you do not see very often. Dylan Sanders has a lot of speed, and that break on that football there on that pass was unbelievable. Unbelievable by Dylan Sanders.
Yeah, Hawkinson able to get some pressure made, Hess roll out, and get rid of the football. But Mount Pleasant's going to take a timeout here after their first of the second half. They got two remaining. Chargers lead it 13-7 in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and 26 seconds to go.
Lawn Paul Convenience Store at the Junction Highway 65 and 34 at Lucas. They have all your convenience store items from gas to a quick bite to eat on the go. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football.
Yeah, the Mount Pleasant's got a 4th and 5 in Charger territory. Look to them for them to go for it again here.
Yeah,
field goal is pretty much not an option here.
Nope. Sheraton didn't put that last PAT in, like we said earlier, that could come back to bite them. This is the biggest play of the game, Adam. 4th down and short for Mount Pleasant here. Sheraton up a touchdown. Mount Pleasant only 25 yards to go till this touchdown. Let's see if Sheraton can get a stop or Mount Pleasant's able to turn the cards and get the momentum going to seal this game, to put this game into overtime or a win in that case.
Yeah, you got to expect who else but the running back can be to get this ball. 4th and 5, really be looking for him up the middle as he has been doing all game. And here we go. Hess has got it under center. 4th and 5. Big play for Mount Pleasant and Sheraton. He's got the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws it to the left side. Incomplete.
Wow.
Mount Pleasant receiver had to look like it was going to be completed. He had it, but just dropped it. And good coverage, though, by what looked like Bradley Crutzinger. And Sheraton will take over on downs. Big stop by the defense after that turnover.
Yep, that was the biggest stop of the game. Either way, Sheraton might have been able to seal this thing. Still not over, but Sheraton definitely in better situation now. Attacking from their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to be looking to take some time off this clock. There's 5 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 13-7. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. To his right is Bradley Crutzinger. Behind him is Dylan Sanders, and he's going to hand it off to Sanders for a gain of about 4 yards up the middle.
Just seeing that play, kind of a run there, tumbling by Dylan. I'd like to see both hands on it by the Charger running back, Dylan Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders, he's definitely protecting that ball like his own baby, and he doesn't want to lose it this time, especially deep into the fourth quarter, leading by only 6 points.
Yep. Did you watch Chiefs game last night, or did you hear about that play?
I did watch the Chiefs game last night, Derek, and you think they just knee it with about 38 seconds left to go, but they ran it with Jamal Charles. He fumbled, and Broncos able to take advantage and pick it up for the score.
Yeah, but you don't expect Charles, but it can happen to any running back. Ball security is huge, and it seems like coaching decision for these NFL teams is...
Yeah, that call really did surprise me out of Andy Reid. And Kane's going to take it out of the shotgun, hit it off the Sanders skin, but this time stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Sheraton trying to eat up this clock, as they should. Kirk Schmeiser, this game, has done a great job for Sheraton, controlling the line of scrimmage, and the tempo's kind of been on Sheraton's side this half, Adam.
Yeah, they've been... majority of the time of possession has gone to Sheraton in this one. Chargers defense has been able to step up on pretty much all third down opportunities. First half was a different story, though. Mount Pleasant was able to convert on a lot of the third down tries with Canby running up the middle and getting extra yards after contact, but Chance Ward's middle linebacker has really stepped up in this one. And Kane's got it. He's going to roll right. He's going to throw over to T.J. Hockson. He's got it. And he's going to break a tackle, a couple tackles. He's got it down the sideline. The 50, the 40, he's on the beat, the 30, the 20, the 10. And he is in for the touchdown. The Chargers go up 19-7 with 4 minutes to go. Hawkinson breaks a couple tackles, beat one man down the sideline, and he is in for the touchdown.
That was a play, folks. You just saw one of the best plays you'll see for a while. T.J. Hockenson breaks about 5 tackles, runs about 70 yards, and gets a touchdown for Sheraton. Much needed. Looks like there might be a late flag here, but not taking away a touchdown doesn't look like that. How about that play there by T.J. Hockenson?
Man, he caught it in the flat. Looks like it was going to be about a gain of about 8 yards, nothing much, but he broke a couple tackles, made one guy miss, and beat a guy down the sideline for the touchdown, about a 70-yard touchdown.
Yep, and Sheraton was amped up after that. You can see this crowd that stuck in through it through the rain. It stopped raining here. I think Sheraton deserves that. These fans that have been loyal and out here tonight for the Sheraton Chargers throughout this rain are pumped about that play, which they should be. T.J. Hockenson just wanted it more there, it looked like, Adam.
Yeah, and he's going to bring it to a 19-7 lead, a 2-possession game. Big for the Sheraton Chargers. Looks like they're going to bring out the offense to go for the 2-point conversion here. Canes got it out of the shotgun, too, is left his fullback Bradley Crutzinger, and behind him is running back Dylan Sanders. He's going to hand it off to Sanders. No, but keeps it, and he's going to throw it over to the end zone to Hawkinson. Or no, but Bradley Crutzinger, and it looks like it was no good.
Yep, Sheraton unable to convert there, but big turn of events by Sheraton. Good job there. T.J. Hawkinson a little winded there, it looks like.
Yeah.
I guess 70-yard full sprint, breaking five tackles.
Yep, there's 4 minutes to go in this one. A two-possession ball game, 19-7 in this fourth quarter. Sheraton's going to kick it off to Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant's going to need a quick score here.
Oh, they will put this thing, keep this thing in hands. If the clocks keep going down, this will be Sheraton's game. But Grace Baptist Church, listening services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Yeah, Derek, going into this game, we knew this would be either way, especially with the conditions. Two very deserving teams in this one. Sheraton looked like they came to play a little more on their own field. Veterans Day, a little more energy, looking to go 4-0 for the first time in about since 2005.
But at this point, it looks like that's a great possibility for Sheraton. And kind of to re-talk about that touchdown by Hawkinson, both of them tonight have been spectacular, but kind of proves how important wanting it is. So Hawkinson caught it about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage and ran about 60 yards there. So good job by TJ just making plays for Sheraton and helping his team win this game.
Yeah, and TJ's back onto the field to kick it off here. 4 minutes to go in this contest.
See if he can get his wind back on this kick. He's winded. Not surprisingly, that's a long wait.
And TJ's going to kick it deep to number two, to Cindric Foster. He's going to take it up the middle, bounce it back out to the left. He's got a little running room. Good return to Charger territory at the 49 of Sheraton. And it is 19-7 in this fourth quarter. Mount Pleasant's going to need a quick score here with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go and if they want to keep this game in balance.
Yep, Sharon's responded to tonight. They kind of singled out Kobe Richmond and Aaron Kane, but Aaron Kane and Kobe Richmond have done a great job of covering one-on-one, and Chance Wirtz in the middle has made huge plays for Sheraton tonight.
And Joseph Hess is under the shotgun. He's got twins to both sides. He drops back the pass. He finds the receiver up the middle for a gain of about 9 yards.
I think his second completion of the game has the main story tonight. Was not able to get going, mostly due to these weather conditions. You know, it's hard to play out here. Sharon able to find ways to get hockey signals.
Not sure who that was on the reception. It looked like Isaiah Custer, maybe, but there is an injured player on the field. Looks like a shirt, and if it looks like Bradley Crutzinger, but he is on his feet, he looks to be okay.
Yeah, he's in pain right now.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to battle through it right now, walking off on his own power.
He wants to be out there. It looks like a lower back or a tailbone injury. Could be a big blow to the Sheraton Chargers. I hope he's all right. You kind of hear the breath held by these Sheraton players dropping right now.
And he is dropping to the ground. It looks like he's in tremendous pain. Not something you want to see as a Sheraton fan.
Well, this could be a both Sheraton Chargers.
Yeah, Bradley Crutcher has been a ball hawk all year. He's always up there and leading for tackles for the team, and he's just a guy that you really want on the defense, brings the energy, and kind of really sucked the life out of this Charger sideline.
Yeah, it did. Best of luck to Bradley and our prayers in his way, but Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Sports. If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And, go ahead, Derek.
Little history fact for you. I know Adam kind of informed you on that earlier, but Sheraton lost their first game in 2005, but won in 2004, 10-0. So it's kind of history. But back to Bradley Crutzinger, Adam. This could be a big blow.
Yeah, Bradley Crutzinger is still on the ground. He's always all over the field, and it's tough to see him down, anyone down. especially late in the game.
Yep, that was a scary scene. Bradley kind of got up, tried to walk off on his own, and just kind of collapsed there. I know I saw Kurt Schmeiser run out there, as a head coach would, but certain players looking at him concerned. You know, that's one of the leaders on this team. Hopefully he can come back strong here.
Yeah, definitely one of the seniors that has stepped up trying to turn this program around in the right direction and has succeeded in that. They're 3-0, looking to be 4-0 after tonight, and playoffs on the mind for Sheraton. And they've been on the winning train right behind Bradley Kruxinger, being a big part of this team, offensively and defensively.
For sure, Adam, but just kind of keep you guys informed if you're just tuning in or if you've kind of lost track of where we're at. Sheraton is up 19-7, 3:45 left. Their ball right now, Mount Pleasant's ball right now.
And Bradley Kruxinger is being helped off the field right now. Nice to see him walking off of the field. Hopefully he's okay. And we will resume action with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go. Mount Pleasant has it 2nd and 2 after the completed pass from Hess. And he's got it out of the shotgun. Twins to his right. And he's going to drop back to pass. He's got plenty of time, but he's pressured by Trevin Nance. And he throws it deep towards the middle, but there's a flag.
Sharon, coaches over here on the right of us do not agree with that. And I don't myself either. That's just great defense by
Yeah. The
Z ball.
Dylan Sanders, he just looked like he had really good coverage on him, and looks like there was no room, but referee threw the flag anyway, and that's going to be a first down for Mount Pleasant.
And just a score update for you guys, Carlisle 28 and Knoxville 14. Cut out there. Sorry about that.
And going back to last week, Derek, Fadell is one of those teams that really, really did surprise me. It was a tie ball game towards the end, and really improved from last year with their running attack and defense on Hawkinson. Hawkinson had 6 touchdowns against them last year, only had 1 last week, so definitely a lot of improvement shown by Sadell. Another team to look out for in the coming years.
For sure, a lot of young talent from them. Their running back, I can't think of his name at the moment, but
And Mount Pleasant is going to have it at the Charger 27 after the penalty. 1st and 10, 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this 4th quarter. 19-7, Chargers lead it. And Hess is going to drop back to pass, throws it towards the sideline, but incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10 for Mount Pleasant. And Mount Pleasant has gone to the passing attack a little more in this fourth quarter, as they should.
Yep, it seems like, sorry about that, I cut out a little bit. Sheridan, their corner's done a great job tonight. Dylan Sanders, Kobe Richmond, Aaron Kane, and then Chance Wirtz and Bradley Kruxinger is out right now. Done a great job. Joe Hess starting to get the ball up, throw the ball a little bit more here. Let's see if they can finish this drive late in this fourth quarter.
And Hess has got out of the shotgun in the mud. He's got trips to his right. He drops back to pass again, throws it towards the left side, and is going to be completed close to a first down at about a 9 or 10 yard gain. We'll see if that'll move the chains for Mount Pleasant.
Yep, clock's still going out, and clock is Sheraton's best friend right now. This clock is winding down about at 3 minutes here, playing this 4th, 2-possession game. Mount Pleasant trying to hurry it up a little bit here.
Yeah, Sheraton looking for that key stop to put the nail in the coffin, but Mount Pleasant doesn't seem to be going away. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go, they're knocking on the door in charge of territory. Hess is going to hand it off. And he's going to weave through traffic. It's going to be good enough for a first down. They were short on that last play, but they're going to be good enough for the first down. Now that's going to move the chains for Mount Pleasant. 1st and 10 in Charger territory, deep into their own territory at about the 8-yard line.
Yep, clock stop a little bit. It's back going here.
And Hess has got a shotgun. He's got twins to his right. He's going to drop back fast. He's got time, but pressured. Runs up the middle. He's got some space. Brought down by Chance Wirtz. It's going to be a gain of about 8 yards. Made something out of nothing, Derek. He looks like he was pressured by Alton Hoppin and Hawkinson, but found some running room up the middle.
Yeah, I think that could have been happening all night, but they didn't come opportunities for that. But Mount Pleasant knocking on Sheridan's door to make this a one-possession game late in fourth.
Yeah, Hess has got Twins to both sides now. Drops back to pass, throws it towards the end zone, but it's picked off. There's an interception, and I'm not sure who has that, but he's going to take it to return about 20 yards. It's tough to tell who has it with all the muddy jerseys.
Yep, and T.J. Hockenson intercepts and knocks down Joe Hess on his way out. Just kind of great running by T.J. there. Has proven he can run the ball hard this year and proved it on that interception return.
And the Chargers will take over that. Basically did put the nail in the coffin, what they were looking for, and they're going to have it now. But there is a flag against the Chargers. We'll have to see what the call is here.
Flags have been improved this game, Adam. Like we said, 130 yards of penalties last game. So,
and there was an unsportsmanlike conduct against Sheraton, but Sheraton will still have the ball here. First and 10 for the Chargers. Minute and 57 to go. They're going to be looking to knock some time off this clock.
Yep. Brett's extra careful to throw the ball in there here. Don't let this ball get wet. This field, as we said earlier, is a mud bath, and Chargers look like they're going to come out on this mud bath successful.
And Kane's got out of shotgun. It's a low one, but he's going to hand it off to Sanders. He's got a decent gain of about 7 yards up the middle. That's going to be about second and three.
Yep, good blocking by Trevin Nance front and Hunter Miller. Dylan able to just hit the hole hard and get a couple yards.
And looks like Mount Pleasant will take a timeout. That is, they still have one left, though. It is 19-7 with 1 minute and 46 seconds to go. Chargers need it.
Smith Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted shine vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop. And if you all are just signing in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. And Adam, we're going to do a quick little score update on a couple teams here. 19-7 over Saydell late. And then a little bit ago, late in the game, Carlisle 28, Knoxville 14.
And it looks like the defense and the offense is back onto the field, ready to resume action. Chargers are going to be looking for a couple first downs here to end the game. They got a second and short, second and three at their own 40-yard line with a minute and 46 seconds to go. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got Sanders behind him in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Sanders. He has stopped at the line of scrimmage, gain of about maybe 1 yard.
Yep, Sheraton just kind of eating the clock away. Timeout Mount Pleasant there, but Sheraton, this game, this second half, the response, the adversity early touchdown by Mount Pleasant, but 12 unanswered points for Sheraton, for Mount Pleasant here. Sheraton able to punch it in, get it to a two-possession lead, but I think the keys in tonight's game was finding a way to stop Mount Pleasant's running back. Heard his name a lot tonight. He's a great runner for Mount Pleasant, and Sheraton in the second half just added a couple guys in the box and put trust on their senior D-backs, Aaron Kane and Dylan Sanders, and then junior Kobe Richmond, and they have responded tonight, and T.J. Hockenson did there at safety with the interception return, but a lot of things going Sheraton's way the second half.
And coming in after this timeout, it is going to be third and short. Chargers looking for a first down to put the nail in the coffin here. And Kane's got his offense back onto the field. Minute and 39 seconds to go. Chargers lead it 19-7. Richmond out left to the wide receiver. Boldrev's going to have it this time, but he is short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and short. It's a minute and 30 to go. Mount Pleasant defense stepping up.
Yep, Mount Pleasant able to get a stop. I think they'll punt it off here, lose the time. Probably around about a minute when they get this thing off. So Sheraton in a good position to win this game here.
Yeah, it's still a two-possession game here. Mount Pleasant's going to be looking for a miracle. There is 16 seconds to go in the play clock, minute and 9 to go in the game clock. But it looks like the Charger offense is still on the field, but looks like Smyser's going to call a timeout right before the play clock goes out.
Yep, Sheraton. Kurt Smyser has done a great job of finding ways to get Hockenson throughout this rain. This playing condition was tough tonight. Mount Pleasant, I'm not 100% sure on the yardage difference right now, but I know there's a big gap between the amount of yards Sheridan had in this condition and the amount of yards Mount Pleasant had.
Especially in the second half, looked like Sheridan came out ready to play more. They had more energy in the second half. Candy was not as much of a factor as he was in the first half, having 99 yards in the first half. The defense of Sheridan was stepping up on third downs and making big stops. Really big turning point in this game.
Yep, and I know these Sheridan fans have been warriors here tonight for a great cause. Like you said, it's Veterans Night here at Sheridan. Chargers just kind of noticed it a bit ago. Have an American flag C on their helmet. Definitely playing with a lot of pride tonight and playing as a team. And the edge tonight from the Sheridan Chargers in the second half has been pretty impressive to see.
Definitely a new kind of energy this year. It is fourth and short, and the offense is still on the field right now for Sheridan. Kane's going to have a keeper, a quarterback sneak, and he's going to have a lot of running room up the middle. First down and more at the Mount Pleasant 30-yard line, and it looks like he just snuck through the defense and got big gains.
Yep, that quarterback sneak kind of turned into Aaron just coming out of nowhere and kind of getting a nice little gain. And, guys, that's going to put this game away for sure. Great effort tonight.
Sheridan just looking for the first down, about 1 yard. He had about 1 yard, and Kane was able to get about 20.
Yeah, Aaron, pretty good speed there. Like we said, a good 800 runner for the Sheridan track team, and done an unbelievable job at quarterback tonight.
And it is first and 10 for Sheridan. Time is going to be running down there. 33 seconds to go. Looks like Kane will just take a knee, and he does.
And Sheridan is going to come out with a win here tonight. A district win number 2 for Sheridan, and that brings the win streak to 4-0 to start off the season. First time in a while, Adam.
Yeah, since 2005, Sheridan has not been 4-0. Great start to the season. They're hungry for a playoff, as are we, the fans. It's been a while since we've been a victorious team, victory season in Charger football, but they're hungry this year, as are the fans, and get back to winning seasons for Sheridan.
I think one of the keys for Sheridan for this win was just guys stepping up. T. Hawkinson obviously had a great game. He's a great player, great friend of ours. But Bradley Krutzinger, who's hurt right now, I wish the best of luck for him, as we said earlier. But he played great. And Chance Wirtz on the defense and was just everywhere tonight. And Kurt Smizer, Lee Sandy, and Lee Kane on the coaching staff, offense, defense, and the whole game was ran good by the coaches tonight.
So the Charger fans are going to go home happy tonight. Great game by Chance Wirtz, and as you said, the seniors stepping up. Chance Wirtz led the team in tackles, and Hawkinson was able to put the nail in the coffin with that 70-yard reception touchdown. He had 2 on the night. Still doesn't have the record yet. He's still got about 4 more touchdowns yet to for the record of the state career record for touchdown receptions.
Yep, and we got to give a shout-out to some of our crew tonight. We're doing a live stream video as well as the radio, and Trevor Mark and Lucas Hager tonight have been awesome. Great kids, and they're good friends of ours, and it's fun to have them up here. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me and Adam tonight. And just let us know if you need any improvements from us or anything. I hope you stay tuned in throughout the rest of the season to me and Adam. Thank you for listening. All the scores, one station. KIIC.